Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
My name is Carl Rove.
No, I'm sorry. We're going to do that later. Sometimes I just have to get stuff out of my
system. Understood.
Yeah, I do. I just felt like that's what he should sound like when you see him. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. If you just found out the terrible news today, what we talked about all during yesterday's program, the passing of Frida, who was so close to all of us, let me lay out what we're going to do on the show today. We have been given kind of a directive from our team leader, who is remarkably, at the time, was remarkably composed to be able to share his wishes with us, and we have deciphered those wishes as best we can, which was we are to do what we do, and that is try to offer you an entertaining program and try to get back to doing what we do best. But it has become very evident to me that people, especially the people that just heard about this today, still want to get a little bit of the venting, and we're going to allow you to do that. We took a lot of phone calls. Rob had made a suggestion earlier in the office as far as the calls that we take today. I'm not going to tell people what to say or what to do, but we would appreciate, you know, your memories of Frida, because that's kind of a positive. And in this terribly tragic time, you try to pull as much positive as you can into the situation.
If you have a memory that, like, celebrates, or Buzz had a few great moments yesterday, just thinking back, she was so engaging and fun.
It was very therapeutic listening to those tapes yesterday.
Sure,
we didn't know when we went into it. We didn't know how we were going to react, and it was. We hoped that all of you felt the same way as we did yesterday when we were playing the tapes in honor of her memory. It was so therapeutic for us to listen to those tapes.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned today, the waves keep coming. The waves of emotion. Every time I get one, I can't even begin to think of what my partner's going through, what my radio partner's going through, and his family, and we send our very best out to them. So this will be the opening segment where we are going to take your phone calls if you'd like to, get your feelings out there.
Sure.
We appreciated everybody doing it yesterday, but after that, we are going to try to get back to the business of having a little fun on the radio and try to do what Don's wish is, which is to get back to doing a good show. I do want to say thank you to all the people that have sent flowers here to the station.
Oh my God! What a display!
It's wonderful. It's a sad smell, the flowers, when you come in here. It is. But I do also want to let everyone know that as soon as we get more information as to what you can do, if you have a desire, a need to express yourself, to do something for the family, as soon as we get more information, regarding flowers, regarding
cards,
in lieu of flowers, if the family wishes that to be. We don't have that just yet. I do want to tell everyone that cards and letters at this point should be sent to Source Family. That's S-O-R-C-E, Family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. If you would like to send anything, that's what we're asking you to do, and we will have more information as we get it. We're not pressing anybody in that family right now that's dealing with this and getting people together from around. It's just you can't even begin to imagine how difficult it is to deal with this when it happens, much less to have to prepare everything that has to be prepared during this this tragic time. It's remarkably difficult, and we're going to honor them, and we're not going to press them for anything. I do want to mention some names, just because they are friends, and if these names get back to the right people, so be it. Frank Herzog, Patton Oswalt, Billy Bush, Tony Perkins, Bill Garcia, old radio friend of Don's, Big Don O'Brien, I didn't call you back, but I know you called me, and I appreciate that, and I know you have great wishes for Don, and I know you get a chance to talk to him. Our former GM, Alan Goodman, who knew Frida so well, J.B., James Brown, no surprise there, and his, I think it's his assistant, Elizabeth, that called, and Rudy Martsky and Morris Jones, just to name a few people. I've mentioned everybody, but we've gotten such an outpouring of sentiment and emotion. It's been wonderful, and I know it's made us feel better, hope, I know that, Buzz, you had a chance to speak with Don earlier today, and I hope in some way it helps him. I know it's just a it's the most unimaginable thing anybody can go through. It really is.
There has been a great outpouring of love, and I told Don this, and I think he was certainly gratified to hear this. I could hear that wash over him at what you said is a very difficult time. Broadcasters from around the country, you know, Don knew just about everybody in radio.
Absolutely. Sure.
And we've heard from so many of them around the country and from listeners, all the wonderful listener comments, the emails, mm-hmm. and everything from all over the country and even across the planet.
It's terrific.
It's impressive.
It makes us feel good, and I know that that in this terrible time for the family, I know that the outpouring of love from people, it's got to, in some small way, help at this stage of the game. And you know what? Somebody mentioned it yesterday. That should continue, and I would hope that
I agree.
After these difficult days are over, you know, we got a tough week here at the radio station. I hope that when this week is over, I know that all of us in Don and Frida's radio family will be there for him and continuing to offer him as much support as he needs. I would hope that all these people that are expressing their condolences and sharing their love right now would continue to do that, and I hope that happens. I really do.
I've also read some wonderful press accounts. The Baltimore Sun, the D.C. Examiner in particular, and Radio and Records have all had very, very nice write-ups about this, and we thank them for that.
We do. I should tell you that what we're planning. Johnny Norman, you're a good friend of all of us. You're part of our group here.
For everybody out there, thank you to you guys for what you guys did yesterday, because it was infinitely helpful for me personally, and I got to believe for everybody else.
Well, it was helpful.
Did a great job.
Yeah.
Really stepped up the plate and knocked it out of the park.
Thanks, Johnny.
Very
nice.
Thank you.
And but what you say, I want to state it too, is that I felt so much better after the show, just hearing what other people said, it really helped me out too.
We appreciate everybody sharing their love with the Wright family and the Source family.
Yeah.
This is really a time for all of us to stick together. We're having more communicating going on off the air, I think, than we've ever had since we've all been together.
Yeah, apparently you have a phone in your house and everything.
We're learning people's cell phone numbers. It's amazing.
Yeah, I call him and
you know,
answers.
I will be honest with you. I had no idea. I didn't have anyone. I know. You look back on certain situations, but it's Rob. It, you know, God love him. I was sitting there in the first. You know, when we were dealing with this, and unfortunately, you have to get logistics.
Right.
I was just going back and forth to Rob, saying, "All right, what's his number? What's their number? What's this?" And it was. I should make more of an effort.
No. And the thing that was so bad about it is this modern time. I don't know numbers anymore either.
No,
they're
right.
All in the cell phone
memory.
Yeah.
But you called me on my cell phone,
right.
So it's you.
Right.
Ask for a number, and I'm like, hold on,
I'll get
and
it
I'm
to you.
Getting the button, that, well, you're gonna have to wait.
The world of communication
starts with an M.
We're still learning.
Yeah,
it was my 85-year-old mother. She'd walk to you. That's her energy level. We'll discuss that later.
Joe's got a note for me here.
Topper Shutt, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate
you,
that. You know, really, all the people that I think that the people in the business that George brought it up, George Michael brought it up when he called in yesterday, mm-hmm. that this is a small group, and it does mean a lot, I think, to us to get the phone calls from people that are within the business. You know, and these calls that we took yesterday, and I know that people, because of the coverage of this and the fact that this show and a couple of other sources were the only source of this information yesterday,
right,
a lot
right.
of people found out today. So I'll mention that address one more time. If you do want to send cards or letters, that should be sent to the Source family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, 22030. Let me tell you what I am going to do with this show while my partner is gone.
Right.
We discussed this as a family, as a radio family here, is how we are going to do that. We're going to make every effort to continue doing the stupid crap that we do on this show.
That's what we do.
That's what, yes,
bravo.
Amen. That's what we do. We're going to do that. However, in past times when Don has had an illness and he's been gone and I've had to do this, I've always come in here and we've done the best show that we can. It's never the same show without the team leader. We're going to do that, but we're going to have a different twist each and every day for as long as it takes for Don to get through this. When he's ready to come back, he's ready to come back each and every day, because I want, and I think we all want, his presence still on this show.
Amen to that.
We are going to play a best of segment that is picked by Rob and Beth Ann.
Brilliant.
Each and every day, that will keep him going on the show for all of you.
Your daily dose of Donnie.
It's done because, you know, really, when we were listening to those tapes of Don and Frida, it gave us a comfort zone, and
mm-hmm.
we're doing it because, first of all, you know, having that presence on the show, it keeps you entertained. If you've heard it before and you've enjoyed it, you're going to get it. a charge out of it. We play a lot of best of, but each and every day we'll play one segment on the show.
Good.
That he's gone, and it keeps him with us here, and we can also enjoy that, and it makes us feel better.
Yeah.
That's the main reason we're going to do that. So that'll be part of the show. Other than that, after we get done taking some phone calls here with your thoughts, your memories, we're going to get on to some fun and try to do the best we can during a very difficult week. You understand that. We asked it. We mentioned that yesterday, that we appreciate all the support that we're getting, and bear with us as we trudge along this week. And I see, you know, right now the phones are already throbbing. So we're going to take some of your phone calls and then get to some other interesting stuff. I do actually have a somewhat of a vacation recap.
Good.
That involves I don't know if I'd call it a medical condition, but it's
oh dear.
Well, it's not that bad, Buzz.
All right,
it's not that bad a deal.
I'm always concerned, you know.
Did it involve a copay?
No trip to the doctor. For
well,
that.
That's good.
Jamie in Woodbridge, how you doing?
Hey guys.
Hi.
First thing I want to say is, for Cinco de Mayo, I came in, Mike. I don't know if you remember me. I was a Red Sox guy. I was wearing the Red Sox hat.
I think I do.
Okay. Anyway. I met Don and Frida at the Centerville Multiplex one night, and you know how Don is when he's out in public. He doesn't like to be recognized, or he likes to be left alone.
In a large group, he is a shy man. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I saw him, and I recognized him, so, of course, I had to walk up to him, and I was walking toward him, and I could see the look in his eyes like, please do not come and talk to me. But I did anyway, and he was standing there outside the women's room waiting for Frida, and she came out while I was standing there talking to him, and I said, oh, this must be Frida. And she said, hi, how are you? It's just a shame. I feel really sorry for everyone there at the station, and especially for Don and Bart and Big Frida. So,
all right. Well, we appreciate that, Jamie. Thanks so much for sharing.
Okay. Take care, guys.
And
we're going to keep you in our prayers.
Thank you. And that makes a difference. And we said that yesterday. We'll say it again today. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, Buzz, Rob.
Hi.
I met all you guys a few years ago. I was the guy that pulled the Jack Nicholson bit on all you guys.
I remember that. I was just thinking about that the other day, as a matter of fact.
Jack Nicholson, should I remember this?
This was a few years ago, supposedly got a call from Jack Nicholson while he was in Wichita. Whoever was on the phone did a pretty good Jack Nicholson.
Was it a good Jack Nicholson, sir?
Yeah, you guys were really, really upset about it.
We were.
Well, you did it? You did the voice?
Yeah.
Well, let me hear a little bit of it.
How the hell are you, Chief? How'd you like it if I bashed your brains in?
That sucks.
It slipped over the last 12 years.
I'm hanging up on this guy. What is the deal? How come? What did we buy that? But I don't remember.
He actually did, because he invoked the name of a rich guy in Wichita by the name of Coke, K-O-C-H, and that gave it some credibility. And
rich guy? What? Because he sold Coke?
No.
What was the deal?
That's allegedly.
But how did that? No, I mean, you know, I've been accused of being a radio impressionist in certain circles, and I'm curious as to whether
Did
that impression get by me?
It got by all of us for a little while.
Yes, we really thought that guy was Jack Nicholson.
We bought it, and it was better at the time.
And you know what? I believe he had fake paperwork, that he kept faxing fake paperwork. That's
right.
What I recall.
Right.
You know, you guys are so fortunate that you don't... I know, Rob, you have like an occasional beer at home, but you guys, neither one of you, drink like I do. And that's why I don't remember one damn thing that guy said.
Someday.
Hi, Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, boys. I was shocked yesterday when I tuned in, and I always listen, you know, faithfully, especially when you guys come back from break, because I'm always, you know, excited to hear Don's stories about the beach.
That's a good point. I just want to interrupt you there, because this alludes to what we were talking about yesterday. A lot of people called with that, and that's something that was so shocking, I think, for the listeners, because so many people have said to me that they love to listen to the first show when we come back from vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they love to listen to the first show when we come back from vacation is because we're hearing what happened on Don's vacation,
right.
And that inevitably centers around what happened to Frida on
exactly.
the vacation.
Right.
And it really, it's so special, those memories that they would come back, good or bad, it was spectacular to hear those segments. A lot of people felt the same way you did, Mark. Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, it was, and it was just, you know, it was a big part of everybody's life, I think, to hear about Ocean City and Don's trials and tribulations with being on vacation with the family and stuff. And I couldn't even gather myself to call yesterday. I was so upset. But, I really just appreciate you guys being on the air to be there for the listeners. And Mike, you're doing a fantastic job, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
I appreciate it.
Take that call.
Let's take a call from Ed in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Mike. I've been a listener for about 6 years, 7 years, and I've actually got my wife to start listening to the show, and she's a religious listener now. And You know, I'd like to
She's a religious listener, like she listens every day, or she happens to be very, a woman of faith who enjoys the show.
She wears the rosary.
Does she do the rosary while she's listening to the show? She listens now all the time.
It's hanging on the antenna on the radio.
Very good.
Nice.
But I'd like, you know, I consider you guys my radio friends. I've never met you. I've called a lot of times. And, you know, the show you did yesterday really helped because I've never really lost anybody in my family. And
you're lucky.
I just feel so bad, and I, you know, I really, it's hard to express, you know, how bad you feel for the whole family.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. And you
guys
also, and I just want to say thanks because, you know, the memories yesterday, by the end of the show, I was laughing again, and I was recalling those good times that I remember from the first time. And
thanks,
I just
Ed.
Wanted to say thank you.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. The reason I was thinking about it last night, when I got home as to why, you know, it helped us out so much when we were doing the show. And I think that it's really simple. If you analyze it, when you share your grief with family or you gather mm-hmm. people, I mean, that's when in times of tragedy is when you bring people to you. We cruise along doing this show day in, day out. We have such an intimate relationship, believe it or not, with the listeners. We bash listeners all the time, but the fact is they're part of the show. Rob,
no,
we do.
Not.
It's
I
a
don't.
Sport.
I don't.
The thing that helps is the sharing of this. It's kind of like taking the burden and you realize that everybody's going through this.
Sharing the weight. Yeah.
That's kind of what it's about. Let's take a call from Zach. Zach in Virginia. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say my condolences to Don and the family. One of the things I remember, something that still keeps in my heart, is the word that Frida would always say to Don was Sugar Bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sugar Bear and Boo Boo.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's something that I always remember and something that I still appreciate, even though you did bash me, Mike, and so did Don.
I bashed you when you called in?
Yes, when I called in about my Ron Geronimo.
Oh,
teacher,
yes.
Which I met Ron Mexico.
Yes, of course. Of course. Well, I stand by that bashing, Zach. All right, let's take a phone. Now, we're easing into it.
Yes.
We're, hey, you know, and you know something? That's just natural.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
you get to a point where you just can't do it anymore. You know,
yeah,
you see
that.
Let's take a call from Monica. Monica, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have been meaning to call you guys for a long time, and I hate the situation why I'm having to call now, but I just wanted to say.
Monica, can I ask you a question? Has it gotten better with that name?
Say again?
Has it passed? Has it gotten better with that name? Having the name Monica, I mean, is that stigma over now?
Every now and then.
Yeah. Still there just a little bit.
When you call radio shows.
Some people that aren't really timely and topical occasionally refer to you as...
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh,
you were saying.
That is okay. Yesterday, how caring everybody was, and on a show where you guys can be quite insulting, and we can be back to you,
mm-hmm.
I think it's just a testament to you guys how you were so willing to always share your families and that you guys, you know, aren't just insensitive talking heads. I mean, you guys are great guys. You're people. We've grown to love you as family, and all I could do is think of the show recently where Don was saying how he and Frida were grading each other with grades. I believe she gave him a C. And, you know, I was just thinking of that, and I was just, my husband and I would look at each other and go, we're not even going to attempt that because, but that they have that relationship and that they could do that, and it's just, my husband called me, he'd heard yesterday, and then I called my brother. We're just in shock and just want to let you guys know that, you know, here in the Sacramento area, we love you, and
well, it's
that
very
we're
nice.
Thinking of you. And
Mike said yesterday that Don and Frida did something very special, and they did, and that was they shared their lives, their very private lives,
right.
with us on the air, and that's I think one of the reasons that people felt they knew Don and Frida, and Frida in particular, so well. And that was a great sacrifice on their part. Mike said that yesterday, but it bears repeating.
Monica, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
When we come back from vacation, the first day back from vacation, I always would tell people privately, I would indicate that I've got another vacation day. Because it would be, I really would feel that way on
we
the
all
show.
Do.
Because,
yeah.
you know, you want to talk about somebody who would do the heavy lifting on a particular day on the show, it would be Don coming back. And, you know, the thing is, it's just human observation. He thinks that way.
Yeah.
He's got a Rolodex in his mind, and Frieda would be such a large part of that, and he'd come back, and it would just be simple stuff, but you knew it was legit, and you
so real and so great,
universally relatable. Everybody could relate to it.
I think I don't know whether it's you or Beth Ann, and I think the advice to us yesterday when we were coming here doing the show the whole week, and what we should always do is just keep it real, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's another reason why I think. Yes, it's the directive to get back to doing fun stuff and being funny and lightening the week up as much as we can. We're going to do that. It also feels like that's real, and it's feeling better. And we're trying to get through this as best we can. Dave from Buzz's hometown of Wichita, you're on the air.
Hi guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to take just a second. I never call in on radio shows,
good for
and
you.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah. You know it's strange that we have
you're
to say
to be commended for that.
We really do appreciate. Although we rely on phone calls, somehow we appreciate people like you.
Yeah.
Well, I just enjoy what you do. All of you are friendly voices. It's always a pleasure to tune in. If I'm out of town, I lived outside Wichita for a year and I didn't get to hear you. And it was always such a joy to come back, hear your voices, and hear the stories and all that. And I just, there isn't anything I can say that expresses how sorry I am and how deeply I'm moved by the loss of Frieda. And, you know, I don't know her. She wouldn't know me from Adam. But all indications are she was a marvelous woman, and she will be extraordinarily missed, I'm sure.
Thank you, Dave.
You're right about that.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate that. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm sorry about everything that's happened. You guys are a big part of our lives. When you hurt, we hurt. We love you very much.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. You know, it is helpful. It is helpful for us, and it's also, I think if the team leader was here, he would be wanting us to move back to do what we're doing.
Stop it immediately.
I think that's really. But we know that there is a need for people to get this out of their system, and I just want in this first break today, I want people to be able to do that. Karen, you're right. And now this isn't Rob's Karen, is it? Is this, excuse me, I burped. I'm sorry, that was terrible. That was not being overly emotional
being
like
real.
Yesterday.
That you're being real.
Excuse me.
Being real.
I drank my Aquafina too fast there. Karen, are you Rob's Karen?
No, I'm Karen Walker.
Okay.
Of course.
Hi. Hi, Karen Walker. How are you?
Oh, well, that's why I've never called, because I knew that I would get something.
Now,
about
Karen, I'm sorry. I'm just doing my job, but go ahead, Karen.
We're just trying to go.
The reason I'm calling, I'm not in your demographics when it comes to ratings. I'm a 53-year-old African-American woman. I've been listening to you all for like 8 years, and you all in my family. I can't imagine what Don, Bart, Big Frieda are going through. When I didn't find out till this morning, and I just sat and just cried for like a half hour.
God bless you.
So I just want to tell everybody that I love you, and I hope Don, Bart, and everybody will be okay.
Thank you,
sweet.
Thank
you.
Thank
you are in our demographic. Thank you.
You know, we do this because we know the listeners want to get this off their chest. I hope you have to make so many calls. Everybody's making these calls. We're having more Politburo meetings back here, so should we do this? Should we do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that in some way that at some point this can be, what's happened in these last couple of days can be communicated to Don and his family, that they can somehow understand the outpouring of emotion. I know Buzz, you tried to share that with him today, and he did. There was on some level understanding that we're getting these phone calls from people, because
he's in a great deal of pain right now, obviously, and I knew that he wasn't to be bothered with a lot of things. I did want him to know, though, that there had been a great outpouring of love, and he was very gratified to hear that.
Let's take some more phone calls. So many people wanting to call today. George, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I'm not a particularly, a hard ass, but I don't cry like at chick flicks. I don't, get sentimental about stuff like that. But like when I heard the news yesterday, I had to pull over real quick, and it floored me. And I had to take my lunch break right then and there because I couldn't do anything. And to think about, what Don and Bart must be going through and how you guys have touched all our lives and become a part of our family, and when you guys hurt, we hurt too.
That's so nice.
Thanks, George. We appreciate the call. Thank you. The reason I think George responds the way he does might be the way I know the guys on the show, Rob, and you know, and your wives, both of you guys, Marcia and Carrie, are dealing with it in a much different way.
Sure.
I think we as the guys that and Don's friends on the show, as well as being Frieda's friends, but we responded. Our grief is, you know, that relationship they have.
Sure.
You know, that's the part that I think gets to me, knowing that. And I think that because of its realness, because of its honesty, and in many times, you know, sharp honesty, caustic honesty. Yes. It was, you know, that's the thing that, you know, everybody that's calling and everybody on this show knows that these two, no matter what the fights were, they knew that relationship was a strong one. They knew how important Frieda was to my partner, Don, and they know, you know, how much she is going to be missing what he's going through. I think that's where all this is coming from right now.
Well, if you doubt the strength of the relationship, if you didn't think that thing was rock solid, could they put it on the air?
Yeah.
Put it up to the scrutiny it was under?
It withstood that test. Yeah. You're right.
It's an amazing.
Some of us didn't. All right. Hello, Glenn.
Perhaps if you'd shared more.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You
mentioned that.
Yes.
Seriously, I say, uh-huh. You know, I mean, I hate to get too introspective, but right. I mean, the fact is, I've always said that. I said, you know, after two of them, after I blew it, you know, two marriages.
What
you know,
go wrong?
What if I was, like, laying it up? But I can't do that. I just can't.
Everybody's different.
You got to do three before it's a trend.
Well, we'll see.
See what's fine.
Glenn, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to offer my condolences over the loss to the family. But, you know, to keep it in perspective, Buzz was old. And he's a poor of failing health.
Yes.
And he's in a better place now.
No, it's not Buzz.
Yeah, sir.
What?
All right. That's enough of that.
Oh my God.
Maybe other people are getting ready to move on.
Yeah.
Scott, you're on the air.
Yes, Scott.
Buzz, you never, you know, and the thing is, I have not, hold on just a second, Scott, we're going to get to you. You know, I really appreciate your help on the show yesterday, but it's not going to allow me to ignore those shoes you were wearing on yesterday's program.
Do you like
my
shoes?
Are they pretty? Wear them again. Give me another chance.
Okay.
Scott, you're on the air. Jump. Jump.
Real quick, because I'm nervous. I just wanted to offer my condolences and also wanted to let you know, like, 98 Rock and WFMD up here in Frederick, how they, you should have heard what the condolences they had to get this morning.
Yeah. The other broadcasters have been great.
Right. Yeah. Class acts, you know, from, but that doesn't happen, man. I mean, that does not happen for everybody.
No, that's
a tribute, and that is Frieda. And that's, you know, her strength and a lot of people that only got that strength by listening to her on this program in a very limited capacity. I mean, when she was here, she made that kind of an impression. I think that's why a lot of these other broadcasters are dealing with this. They knew the relationship that Don and Frieda had.
And special thanks to our affiliates, too, many of whom have been very kind.
The response has been overwhelming, over and above. I mean, beyond respectful to where it's just glowing tributes. And it's really gratifying, and I know Frieda would have been just amazed and pleased with it.
Yes. So I do want to mention again, we have had a lot of inquiries about details of what the Source and Wright families are dealing with right now as far as what's going to happen when. We don't have that information. We are not going to give you that information. We are working on, you know, what you can do right now. All we have for you is that cards and letters should be sent to the Source family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. And at this point, we do we have a lobby here at the radio station that's you know, full of flowers.
Filling up, yes.
We don't know whether there will be a change in plan as far as if you want to send flowers, but we are honoring the family's privacy right now, and we will get that information to you if anything changes as soon as we can. Let's take some more phone calls here. Margaret, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm just in shock. Picked up the newspaper 20 minutes ago and read this article. And so I turned you on real quick. I'm not working anymore, so I don't get to hear you every day. So I'm just feel so bad for Don. I've been through this same thing, so I know what he's going through.
We've heard a lot of that. A lot of people who've had losses.
Right, yeah, my husband died. But I just wanted to send out to him that, you know, my greatest, the heartfelt feelings. You
well,
know?
Margaret, you know, I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again because it's the one thing I say. I sound like a broken record when I'm saying it.
I
but
know.
What I say to people and what was said to me during something like this, and I hope you can back it up, is that
yeah.
when something like this happens, it'll never be the same, but it will get better with time. And I hope you can back that up, that things will get better with time.
It'll get better with time, but it never goes away.
Never yeah. goes
but
away.
It,
that's right.
But it will get better with time.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. But, bless you.
Thank you.
You know, when you, Fred, hold on just a second. We're going to get right to you. But the, you know, that is really the theme that I've been sharing with everybody, because I hope that's the case. I know, look, for us, let's be honest, it's a different situation for us. People that walk up and want to say, hey, how sorry we are, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, are we dealing with the loss of a tragic loss? Yeah, but we are not nearly dealing with
no.
what Don and his son and his family are dealing with right now. And that is my prayer for that family, is that with the time, that it will never be the same,
no.
but it will get better. Hello, Fred, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys? I tell you what, the thing about her most for me was having listened to her for so many years, and her voice, for some reason, to me, made her sound a little bit older on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys put the website up, you got to realize what a beautiful
she called
woman
you on
she
that,
was.
Fred, she would call you on that if she was here right
yep.
now.
Yeah.
If
oh,
you were
she
saying
beautiful.
She sounded old. Okay, she was
she
beautiful.
Did.
There we go. All right.
I'm doing it.
If Frida was sitting right here, that's what she'd want me to do, so
right.
I was calling you on that.
You're right.
I looked up for the hotline line.
That's right.
And you,
she didn't
and
sound
you
older.
Guys, and you guys, it always seemed like, no disrespect, but you always kind of sucked up to her and she loved it.
Yeah, well, it worked.
No
and
disrespect.
Mike, and Mike, she kept you in check, homeboy. I don't
yeah,
know
Yeah, I know.
Say.
I know she did. I never said anything of the contrary. I know she kept me in check. She did. She constantly. I hung up on that.
She
guy.
Was a beautiful woman, no
she,
doubt about that.
Yeah, it's, yeah, and he will continue. Yeah. It's a suck up, and I know yeah, you will, Buzz.
True.
And you
Fred,
know,
Fred sounded old.
Fred. She wouldn't like that. As well, she was beautiful.
But Fred
that's
did
it.
Not sound beautiful.
Let's take another call. This is Jonathan. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. I want to say how you're doing, but that's obvious. I got three things I want to say about this. You know, hearing this news was hard. It's like the loss of a favorite aunt that I rarely saw. You know, I felt like, you know, I've been listening to Don since the WPGC days, and I've listened to you guys since the very beginning when I was in junior high. I've grown up with you guys, and I felt like I grew up with her and her family listening as such as I can through the radio.
Right.
And I'm very sad. My wife, who had become a listener in the last few years since we've been together, she cried yesterday. And I know I lost it when BA said, you know, at the end of the show.
Yeah, we all did.
And,
That was at the end. I flew out of here. That was the most emotional time of my day yesterday when
yep,
this
yeah.
was done. And, BA did that. I thought that was very sweet what she did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was terrific.
You flew out of there. How's it different from any other day?
Really?
Yeah.
I never picked up on that.
It's a different kind of flight.
Oh, yeah. That's no problem. Allison, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thanks.
Good. I just
Hey,
hold on. What's going on? You know, Rob and Mike are here, too, Allison.
I'm sorry, guys. I just hate all of you guys.
Shut up.
Who's keeping score? I think it's going back to normal.
All right. Well, it's a strange week. We won't hang up on you. Go ahead, Alice.
I'm just a little nervous. I just want to call and say, you know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and when I heard what had happened, I'm just really, really sorry.
Well, thank you, Allison. Okay. We appreciate it.
You know, you hear somebody for a long time, and you hear about their family, and you kind of think you start to know them.
That's it, exactly.
And it's just a real shock, and I'm real sorry for Don and Bart, and I hope they get through this time.
I thought that one of the things, thank you, Allison, for the phone call. One of the things that I was thinking yesterday, and maybe this is kind of self-serving, but I was saying, man, you know, if all of us managed to you know, affect some people that like Frida did, I think it gave me a feeling of peace.
Oh,
it really did.
1/100th
you know,
of that.
With her very, very brief time being with us, I think that she did impact so many people.
Oh yeah.
And at some point, I hope to share that with Don, and I hope it offers him a little comfort in this. Let's take some more phone calls. Hello, Ralph. You're on the air, and I am gassy today.
Hey.
I got to be honest with you. I'm burping up a lung here.
That's
as long
good
as it's
news.
Just ridiculous. Thanks, Rob. Ralph, go ahead.
Ralph.
I just wanted to let you guys know that throughout the years you've helped me through the death of my brother and my mom, and my dad just passed away. And I listened to you guys because I wanted to be happy. And yesterday was really therapeutic for me.
Thank you very much, Ralph.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Thanks, Ralph. We appreciate. I didn't mean to hang up on him. Thank you, Ralph. We appreciate that. Bill, you've got a Frieda story for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about when you brought the wives to Wichita, because I was here for that event, too.
Yes.
And I had an opportunity to meet Frieda, and she was just...
That was a very hot day in Wichita.
Oh,
when we went out to Buzz's hometown, and Don brought Frieda, and I believe I brought one of my wives also.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Can't recall exactly which one, but I know that I did bring a wife to that.
It was a shorter one.
Yeah, it's the shorter one. No, that is not... Well, yes. before you go on with your story, Bill, I do want to mention that... For anyone that might remember that particular trip, that particular excursion.
Yes.
Junket?
Junket, if you will. There was a, I had the presence, thank you, Rob, I had the presence of mind to recall that there was a connection in Dallas-Fort Worth before we got to Wichita, where at the top of an escalator in the middle of the airport, in this day of transportation security, you would not be able to get away with it. I managed to assume a fetal position on the floor as we were between planes.
Yes.
And... Mm-hmm. The next day, we had to go out and do a show. The brain trust out there had us under a tent in because I guess they felt that being under a tent in 108 degree heat would be cooler when it really wasn't.
The same way it's cooler in a convection oven.
It was. I am. I swear to God.
Oh, you look
there
so
is,
bad.
There has never been. A broadcast where I've been hotter. Do you guys remember a hotter broadcast?
No, that's it. That's the winner right there.
And I had a bit of a hangover.
You know what I remember?
Yeah.
Following that, you were on your way back to the car to go to the hotel.
Right.
And a television camera was there.
Yeah.
And you were literally green.
It was
and
not
they said,
pleasant.
What do you like about Wichita? And you said... The people.
The people are wonderful. But, Bill, go ahead. It was your story, and I interrupted you.
Well, that also was the time that Dennis Murphy was in the cage.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I did get the opportunity to meet Frieda, and she was just as gracious and personable of a person that I've ever met, and just forthcoming and honest, like you've all said. But... it was like the breath, the wind got knocked out of me yesterday when I heard this story, but, I just, really appreciated her and her phone calls and the opportunity to get to meet her, so.
Thank you, Bill.
Gracious was an excellent word to choose.
Appreciate that. Sharon, this says that, Sharon wants to hear Don's laugh again. Sharon, that interests me. I just want to hear what you have to say.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I've listened to your show since Bart was a little guy of 5 years old, and I've only ever called him once before, and that was to defend Robbie from some evil speakers who didn't like Rob's laugh and said, no, it's goofy laugh. Tell him to stop.
Let me double check. You called to defend Rob?
I did, and actually spoke with Rob on the phone because you
amazing.
And Don just said, here, talk to him yourself.
And here he is now, isn't that something? Yeah.
And now, as much as I love Rob's laugh, and I still do, Rob,
Thank you.
Would love for all the world to hear Don laugh right now.
You will again someday.
Yeah, I know that I will.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And I know that, boy, that's, you know, that's a sentiment we all share with him.
Give her number.
Yeah, because that was the one person in 12 million that actually defended Rob.
I can't believe she exists.
Steve, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Fine.
It's all been said before. I'm a long time from 105.1, and I'd just like to say God bless him, and I hope he keeps him in their heart and protects everybody. So that's all I got to say, really.
Thank you very much.
Support me, guys. Take care.
Okay, we appreciate it, Steve. I look on this list of people, and I wish I could talk to everybody that called, you know, that we've known that have been, but Big Al is somebody that I hope Don gets to chat with at a certain point.
Weird
way.
Alan Goodman.
He's a guy. I might give him a call because we had some. Yeah, that was the beginning of everything when Don and I started working together, and so it would be good to hear from Alan. We have time for just a few more. I do want to tell people that after that, listen, it's our job to get things moving,
and
we're going to move on to other things. We really wish that we could talk to everybody that has a memory and expresses your condolences. Understand that we truly, truly do know how you all feel.
Sure.
Nothing could be any clearer to all of us here at Don's Radio Family than how much you guys care about us, care about their family, care about Frieda, and that's been brought home to all of us. Yes, Johnny Norman, what's
up? One more. My wife just called in with a memory. We all know, as much as we love Frieda, she was the queen of the ball busters.
She was, yes.
Don made a comment on the air one time about how he could eat Shake and Bake every day of the week.
Right.
She held him to it.
Yes, that was. I don't know
for
how long.
Months.
Yeah,
right?
You're the show historian, Rob. How long did that last?
That predates me.
But does it really?
As I recall, it was like 6 months.
She made it every day for 6 months at least. And it was at least 6 months. And she not only, I mean, he stuck to it, mm-hmm. but she stuck to making it.
She did.
Yeah.
I don't know which is worse.
To this day, still his favorite meal.
Yeah.
Shake and Bake, swear to God.
He does love it.
And Big Frieda makes it for him.
Yes,
and, that's
it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hello, Mike, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to mourn the loss of such a classic romance, and the fact that my first marriage ended within the first year, and that was before I started listening to you guys, and since then I've been remarried, and listening to how two people can be together for, you know, over 20 years and still talk to each other with respect and goof on each other and still go home and love each other that much, that kind of helped me to make things work, you know, the second time around.
Yeah.
And even though Frieda's gone, she and Don both have, through their marriage, on the air, given something back to everyone. And everyone who takes something from that is just allowing Frieda to live on. And
all right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks.
I think influenced a lot of people. They were so relatable and so open, and
yeah.
that's what did that.
That's a pretty decent thought there,
yeah.
that he sure shared with us, because
that.
They did. One of the things that I guess you hear when you're talking about marriage counseling, something I know a wee bit about, is you know how to fight and know how to express
right
yourself
way.
And
yeah.
fight the right way. And,
right.
You know, they would. I mentioned it yesterday. They'd get done even with the most heated exchange on the air, and he'd run into the back room, and
sure.
that's we'd never hear that
no.
conversation.
No, of course,
but that was the real one that we right. know would, and everything would be right with the world after that. It was great.
Everyone says Carrie and I fight wrong.
Oh, yes.
So maybe I need a counselor. I don't know.
She has pictures to that effect. Hello, Charles. You're on the air.
Yes, I was calling with my condolences to the family, and you guys are doing a great job. And when I heard yesterday, I felt like I lost somebody I didn't really know. And I lost my father at 50, and kind of never really got over it. And I still think about him every day. It's been 5 years now. And, you know, you always feel like you've been robbed of watching your parent grow old.
Yeah.
That's what I always feel like, you know.
Sure.
I still have two grandparents, and I think, you know, my father's gone already.
Yeah. Wow.
I think about the fact that I lost my mom when I was 25 years old, and she was only 47, and Bart is 20 years old, and his mother was 50.
Yeah.
It took me 10 years, mm-hmm. 20 years, a very, very, very long time just to deal with that and
sure.
to get past it. So our thoughts have to be with Bart as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we don't have any more. We have lots of phone calls, but, you know, we've got, you know, no names up on the board, and I'm going to take that cue to tell all of you that from all of us, Mike, Rob, and Buzz, this, I hope, has done something to help this family get through this. I hope that at a certain time that someone can pass along what yesterday and what the first part of today meant to all of us, and how much you've shown your love for this family. It helps, and
sure.
I know you'd all like to do that. If you have, you know, a Frieda memory, you wanted something that's. I'm gonna offer this instruction at this stage of the game.
Good.
We will be taking phone calls, of course, as we always do throughout the show. If you want to call about Frieda, we know you feel the condolences, and we know it's
yeah.
a sad time for you. But we, at this stage of the game, we are going to attempt to move forward. We're going to attempt to move on. If you would like to say something, you know, about Frieda or some recollection you have. I would urge you, at this stage of the game, we're going to try to keep it light. And if you have
Please.
A good memory, one of the, you know, like John Norman came in with, this was Rob's suggestion earlier, we'd love to hear it, but make sure it's something that we can celebrate her life.
Yeah, light, and keep something it light. A little fun. You know, we would she really, was a fun lady.
She was.
And, she really was.
And you know, it's so funny when John Norman comes in and says Queen of the Ballbusters, yeah. because it was great.
Yeah.
And nobody enjoyed it more than when somebody else was getting it on this show, mm-hmm. and it wasn't one of us, and we could look at the other guy and say,
yeah.
ha, ha, ha,
and you blew
did.
It.
And
yeah.
boy, and I think it might have even happened to you once or twice, and
sure,
I know
sure.
that was my single happiest moment when that would happen.
I'm glad
when,
that could bring you
when
joy.
When you would be getting at Burbank, uh-huh. you know, because she would be normally be on the phone. She wouldn't be in here to look
right.
at your gray sneakers. So she would, you know, she'd sit there and let you have it. And, man, I dug that. I really did.
They're silvery.
They're silvery.
Sure.
They,
sort of a pewter.
Really? I mean, it looks like, you know, you're out of a scene from Zoolander when you're walking around.
See, I don't get that. Everyone else, normal people, they like my shoes.
Oh,
fine.
You mean what, the chicks in the sales office? The hot chicks and the babes back there?
Let's start there.
Yeah, the world's greatest nearsighted sales department.
Hey.
Well, thank you for everybody that called in with these. And we will still take your positive
yes.
memories, your lighthearted memories of a great life taken too early and what she brought to this show, because there's so many funny moments, so many great moments.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff. I've got to tell you just a few things about my vacation, not the least of which was an underwear change. I mean, a clothing modification. That
I hope more than one.
That has resulted.
Well,
it's rustic, Rob. It's Maine.
Yeah.
But,
looks like rust.
I'd like maybe to discuss that a bit, get
yes,
your
please.
Advice and deal with that. But this is the Don and Mike Show. As I mentioned before, later in the broadcast, we will be playing a best of segment that features Don. We're going to do that every single day until our team leader comes back. So thanks again for your calls. More coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
I like to stuff a jelly donut with Reese's peanut butter cup, then put it in a warm oven and let the chocolate and everything melt into the dough.
How about peanut butter and jelly on a chocolate-covered graham cracker?
Mm-hmm. With thin layers of banana on top. Mm.
At Crohn's, they got chocolate-covered orange wedges. The juice just dribbles down your chin.
Junior, could I have just a drop of honey in this, please? Just a drop.
The wedge of the actual fruit is covered with that thick, dark chocolate, you know?
Oh, boy. How'd you like to stuff one of them in a donut?
The Don and Mike Show.
Man. The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
See, Rob goes a little longer with the tapes than when our team leader's here, and sometimes I forget those segments.
Did you ever suck the jelly?
Just a drop, Junior.
I did a donut on the vacation. I may have done two.
What vacations are for?
Yes.
Is it hot enough for you?
How are you anyway?
No, we've mentioned that, you know, not the easiest of weeks for anybody, but I'll tell you, it's wonderful to come down to your house in this wonderful weather that we have here in Washington, D.C., and it is, what was it yesterday, 98 or 97 degrees?
98, something? I think.
98, maybe.
High,
you know,
it's not the heat, it's the humidity.
I know it was 88 after dark.
Ah.
So that gives you an idea of how
well,
cool.
Speaking
it was.
Of after dark, Rob, that's what my upstairs was, because, yes, the air conditioning in my house, gone.
Wow.
Out. Yesterday, and I guess in ye
good
old
day
days,
for it.
I mean, I live in an old house. I live in a house that's been around since 1903. But so I should, but they've modernized it, and they put the little thingies, the doohickeys,
the
in
vents.
The vents. They put that, they bought with the central air conditioner.
So it's not the original unit.
It is not.
The
it's not the one they used in 1900.
Runs
which,
on ice.
Which was like a trapped eagle flapping its wings over a block of ice back in the ye olde days. No, this was I over the weekend, right at the end of vacation, I actually thought I heard somebody on a motorcycle out in the backyard. And so being the biker nut that I am, I decided that I'd spring to the window and open it up. And I opened up the window just to check it out. And actually it was my next door neighbor who had a motorcycle. And it was just revving. And so I walked away from the window and left it up and went away for the day. Came back and the house was just completely overwhelmed with stifling heat.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not fixed yet. So I don't know what it is. It's a frozen condenser or something like that.
Overwork the condenser.
No way.
The window open.
I thought when it's hot, maybe I'm an idiot when it comes to this. When it's hot, you're supposed to have the air conditioning counter the heat. And,
right.
And because it's hot, the whole concept of an air conditioner freezing doesn't make sense to me.
Well,
because it's working to cool your house when it's hot, and because it's hot, why should it freeze? Why the hell is it freezing?
We just had a brand new system. Everything replaced at my house this spring.
You live in a pretty old house.
1939.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been through, this is our second air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, ideally, the air conditioner...
It's funny, your politics are 1939, too.
Yeah, that's very true.
Very unique.
But the air conditioner is domestic.
Okay.
The politics are foreign.
Yes, I understand.
The air conditioner's... A repairman said, air conditioners work best when it's cool outside.
That's the same kind of thing that my guy, the repair guy, said. He said he fixed it today. So technically, when I get home, it should be normal.
Here's
but the temperature upstairs today, he said, when he got it working again, was 88 degrees.
Inside?
Upstairs, yes. Yeah. Upstairs. I've got that.
Here's what happened.
That two zones.
You let a warm front into your house by that window that was open, and that was warm, humid air. And the air conditioning works on the principle of dehumidification.
Mm-hmm.
So it attracted all of that moisture that got into the house, and it's the moisture that froze, and then the ice is what jammed or ruined the air conditioner.
Am I supposed to believe him when he's talking like that?
It sounds right, but if what he's saying is true, you're going to have a thunderstorm at the foot of your steps.
That's what happened.
The thing about it was it compounded a problem that developed on the vacation for me.
Wow.
I have to tell you, I had a decent experience with my family, which is rare. I was very uptight. I was uptight because it was going to be the longest sustained period of time that I spent with my family that I've had in years. I mean, it really was going to be a long time up in Maine, the great Pine Tree State, with my family.
Is this the extended family or just you and the kids?
It was me. I brought the kids. I brought my kids up there. My mom was there. My sister was there. Her husband, who's smarter than me, was there.
How do you know he's smarter than you?
My cousin Teddy, who I've mentioned before, from Portland, Maine. He was there. His wife was there.
Wow.
His new baby was there. My girlfriend arrived up there. The 4th of July, my other aunt was there.
Wow.
One of my cousins was there.
Wow.
Two of her children were there. We weren't like sleeping in the same sleeping bag, but it was, everybody was up there, and surprisingly, it went great. I had a good time.
But since Don isn't here, I feel I should be the one who mentioned, is this the sister that once gave you a picture of a gift instead of the actual gift?
This is the sister that also, when I was 5 years old, took me on the octopus at the Grange Fair in Glastonbury, Connecticut, and said, it doesn't go fast. It doesn't go fast. I was 5 years old, and she, you know, they lock you into it when they pull the bar down. And as soon as they pulled the bar down, and the octopus was one of those, what's it comparable to?
There are other names for
it. It's a tilt-a-whirl where you go up in like the little carriages, and they go kind of horizontally.
They go up and down.
Yeah. Well, it's called the octopus, and she said, it doesn't go fast at all. It doesn't go fast. And as soon as like the carny took the bar and slammed it across my 5-year-old stomach, she goes, it goes really fast. And I did. I screamed like a little girl. Well, I'm sorry, but a little 5-year-old boy sounds like a girl when he screams.
Sure.
So technically, I screamed like a girl.
Shortly after that, you began your theatrical
career. That was the trauma. And also, this is the same sister who, when I was 13, I had just learned to ski. Well, I was going to learn to ski.
Uh-huh.
Took me to, what the hell was the name of the place? Powder Ridge.
Oh.
Now, does that not have the name of, it's really not a mountain?
Yeah.
It's not a mountain. It's Powder Ridge.
It sounds like a theme park.
Come to Powder Ridge. Powder Ridge was in Connecticut, mm-hmm. which is really not known, you know, for its alpine.
Were all the lodges booked in the Midwest?
Powder Ridge was really close to my house, and it was basically a hill. And I think I had a rope tow, but it was big enough where, at 13 years old, as I was still crying like a girl, she went up there. My sister went up with Tommy McCabe and Kathy, and Tommy was a little bit older, and obviously just had a little more motor coordination than I had.
Right.
And Tommy McCabe and my sister Kathy left me down at the bottom of the slope, and she said to me, she said, we're going to go do some skiing. Why don't you work on, you know that thing where if you're skiing, you go up the side of the mountain sideways?
The herringbone.
I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but
it's a herringbone pattern.
Pissed me off. I don't mind telling you. And she said, we're going to go skiing.
Uh-huh.
I was on the bottom of the mountain. Doing the herringbone or whatever the hell it
right.
is. Well, there's the snowplow too with the herringbone. You go
right.
snow.
Right.
I was doing that by myself. She said, I think a ski instructor will be coming by shortly. And she went up to the top of the mountain on Powder Ridge, or the hill, I should say. It was a big hill.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like a mountain. And she's up there all day. This is the same. And
so you're alone just herringboning down
there?
No, he's not retarded.
It's my only sister.
But you've forgiven her.
Not really.
Uh-huh.
This is the sister also who... God, I feel like I'm purging right now. Maybe it's a date event. This is the same sister, since you bring it up, Rob,
yes,
that greeted me at the door when I was playing hockey on the pond next to my house. The same sister who, when I had to go to,
right. Yes. Oh.
And I came up the hill with my skates on, and occasionally, when you're experiencing that, it comes upon you in such a way that as soon as you feel the need, have to take care of the need. But I had the presence of mind in my skates to climb up the little bank that was in back of my house, knock on the door, and it's the same sister who would not allow me to walk across the carpeted. Now, I'm emphasizing we had a little carpet
right
in the house, so I could have done it. And yes, I would have had to walk across the formica linoleum, what the hell it is, kitchen to get to the bathroom. But she wouldn't let me do that when she was there. She said, no, I won't let you do that until you take off your skates.
She wouldn't let you satisfy your urgency.
This is the big three. I'm giving you all the big three here. And after that, I sat in, she was babysitting for me. So she's not doing a good job.
I think
technically if she's babysitting, she should have been down at the pond, too.
Yeah, with a bucket.
Yeah, she should have been waiting, but she didn't allow me to actually get into the bathroom with my skates on, which was the only way I felt that I could do that, because I had. I don't want to sound like the kid in A Christmas Story where I had the jumpsuit,
right,
but I did have snow pants on.
Sure.
Everybody remembers snow pants.
Sure.
They're not the same things that they have today, but they're similar, where they're big and puffy.
Right.
And you could slide on the ice when you're playing hockey and it wouldn't, but I don't know how old I was. This was right around the same time. The 5-year-old incident happened when I was at the amusement park, but when I was older, the 13-year-old ski incident and this hockey poop accident happened right in the same general time.
Right.
And it might have been the same damn winter when she was feeling particularly cruel to me.
Mm-hmm. And those skates are hard to get off because they were big and lace-up, I'm sure.
They were lace-up. Well, they have been for a long time. Hockey skates. I was wearing hockey skates. Hand-me-down hockey skates.
Sure.
I think they were my dad's, and they were very big and bulky, and you lace them all the way up your ankle. And in the process of taking off the hockey skates, I was unfortunately overcome by the call.
Yeah.
And she, I know to this day that she, although I don't think she ever helped me with it, I had to deal with it myself, but I didn't want, she was my older sister, that's kind of gross.
The snow pants.
But she was, I think she was pretending to be appalled, but I know that quietly she was amused and she thought it's the funniest thing, because she wouldn't have brought it up over and over
again. Oh, she continued to bring it up?
Yeah, I mean, it stopped about 20 years ago, but I mean, it was quite a little trauma for me. And then, when the folks came home and it was just like, What
is with these snow pants?
I said, that's the deal.
Now, I was talking about better than goose down.
I don't do this whole arranging thing. I was talking about the heat in my house. That's how this whole thing started. My sister's fine. Thank you for asking.
Well, so you got along with her and everybody else there over your vacation.
Kathy is kind of the lady that takes care of everything when she's up there, and everybody got along. I didn't annoy my brother-in-law, which I tend to do until the last night I was there, when I was criticizing the Red Sox play-by-play announcers on the radio, and it was right after Manny Ramirez hit a grand slam home run, and he got mad because I was complaining about the announcers and not celebrating the home run. I'm sorry, Paul. And I said, Paul, you only have 8 effing hours with me left, okay? Deal with it, okay? I'm leaving in 8 hours.
Handle it.
Shut up, Paul. Take off your skates.
I really said that. And that was the only, really, of the entire vacation,
that's
that was
great.
The only moment where I thought there was tension. I think it wasn't because I was making any kind of like super effort or anything like that. It was that everybody was kind of chilling. And the
that's
only
a
thing,
lot of people to pull off without a big blow up.
The only thing that really irritated me, and this is where you have to pull back. Anybody that has older relatives knows this. I have an 85-year-old mom now who is, thank God she's doing very well, but doing so well that it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because the energy level, look, when I'm on a vacation, I don't think it's any secret, anybody that observes my behavior in the radio station, what I like to do is I enjoy my sedentary lifestyle.
Here, here.
I occasionally, Buzz and I learned to ride a motorcycle.
That's true.
And I occasionally go out and play golf. I like to do some boating. That's another part of my vacation that actually was almost in the adventuresome category. Mm-hmm. But let me just talk about my mom for a moment.
Okay.
She's 85. And I think at 85, it's very important to slow down just a wee bit and not be so unbelievably energetic that it gets your 46-year-old son pissed because you have more energy than young women that are in the house. And it's just, she is phenomenal.
That is amazing.
No, it goes, we're up at, first of all, she gets up at 4:30 in the morning. I am not lying about this. And
people do
that. We have the big old creaking house up in Maine without air conditioning, just like my house down here. But up in Maine, it really doesn't matter that much. It matters, you know, when you're down in Virginia. Right. And you hear the...
And is the plumbing noisy also?
No, this isn't plumbing. This is her padding around downstairs when she's doing her little thing. She's up, and I don't know what she's up to, but you can hear the...
It's like this.
And it's going, and I'm sitting here going... And I'm realizing it's 4:45, and mom's up. And we turn in early up there. We actually, the schedule, I think maybe it's the salt air or whatever, but everybody kind of goes to bed at about, 10 o'clock. I mean, we really do. Yeah. It's different than down here.
Salt the dog.
See?
Now it is. You just...
That'll make you sleepy.
Hold your damn horses.
Make you sleepy.
Yeah, but I do it down here, and I don't go to bed at 10 o'clock.
True.
Exactly. Good point.
I have a whole lot more of it down here than I do when I'm around them. Actually, now, maybe one night that wasn't true. The night I said, let's go find a bar and watch the Red Sox game. Who wants some flapjacks right now? She gets up extremely. I have my thoughts organized like Don does on a neat, 8x10. I am so all over the place. I've digressed 16 different times, and I want to still talk about my heat in my house and my air conditioning that's not working, because it leads into another problem that happened on vacation, but I'm having a great deal of difficulty organizing my thoughts.
We have lots of time to talk.
All right, 4 hours. All right. I'm going to talk to Roger, who will get me back on track with the AC. Roger, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, Mike. First of all, I want to say you guys are doing a really good job and during this tough time. You know?
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Roger.
Yeah, with your air conditioning... It's called very expensive sometimes.
It's called very expensive?
Yeah, but basically what's happened is...
Roger, take a breath for a second, because you do sound like every guy that does heating and air conditioning. All right, here's your problem, basically. What you got here is... All right, go ahead. What is wrong with my air conditioning?
Roger, is this your line of work?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Of course it is.
Naturally, he's an expert.
No, not necessarily, but basically what's happened is either the system's lost... most of its charge, the refrigerant.
The coolant.
And what
Thanks a lot, Roger. Harry's an AC tech. You're really an AC. Are you going to sound like Roger?
No, I'll make a sip before you there, Mike.
They all sound the same, too. I'm about to say, what you got there is you got your basic problem.
Here you go.
All right.
Pressure and temperature are directly related with one another. When you lose refrigerant, you lose pressure, and the indoor coil temperature drops low.
It's really a little more than you wanted to know.
I think it's your seventh Fetzer valve, sir.
I'm so tired of being respectful of these people. I had to hang up on that guy.
That's all right.
Too technical.
Let me explain the way I understand it. Mm-hmm. He said the bottom line. Bottom line, huh?
You're a bottom line guy?
The guy that came out today said it froze over. He gave it 24 hours to unfreeze. Mm-hmm. Then he said, did you change the filter upstairs? I said, well, that was one of the things I did, but it still didn't work. He said, well, one of the reasons that the system froze mm-hmm. was because you hadn't changed your filter, which I hadn't done. And that, incidentally, that's a pretty sight.
Was it clogged?
When you realize that dust is 90% skin, that's right,
mm-hmm.
and you take the filter out, mm-hmm. that's just a lovely experience. And it was clogged. It was very dirty.
The good filters?
What do you mean?
Like a 3M brand filter, the expensive kind of filter.
This is where Rob's like retail background comes into.
Yeah, they're excellent. They're worth the extra money.
I think maybe that there might be. It might have been 3M. I'll check. Tonight.
Is it blue?
Yeah,
it's not 3M then.
Change it once a month. I get a good one. Change it once a month.
You'll have less dusting to do in your house.
That's
actually
true.
And your allergies.
What's
will be
the
better.
Blue one's not the good one?
No.
How do you? Well, is it? Was there just two?
Well, there's the fill. I think it's called Filtree. Isn't it called Filtree?
That's a good one. That's a white one.
It's like $9 as opposed to like 80 cents, but they are about five times more effective.
All right, this one was blue, but it had like this triangular.
It had
a triangular like area of the dust where it was clogged, and then it was clear above and below, but it looked like one area, but it still was clogged.
Yeah, that
up.
Sounds like it was a good one.
Yeah.
But you still need to change the. them once a month.
Right. Yeah. Well, the bottom line
is
it was hot, and the guy told me today that because I had changed the filter, thank you, that once the thing thawed out, and because the filter had been changed, that it was now blowing cold air. I double-checked it. It was blowing when I left.
Yay.
However, it was blowing when I left.
Yes.
Oh, someday. Days. The good old days. Yes. I do miss them. It'd be easier to do what we were doing right now if we could be much dirtier.
It would.
We could get through this easier if we were much dirtier.
We need that.
But the thing is, the cold air was coming through, and last night, I think maybe because of the nature of the whole day that we had, you know, I sacked out about 9:15, and I sacked out in the 85 degree. I didn't go downstairs. I didn't want to sleep on a couch last night.
It's Johnny Dehydro.
You have to make the choice. You have to make the choice of whether you go to the bedroom or whether you go to the couch and be comfortable, or you go and you sweat in the... Well, I went upstairs because I was tired. And but when you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning in that particular circumstance and your body has been contorted, you know, things are not...
Was it cooler?
It was wet.
Is it cooler now?
No.
It still isn't cool.
He said the heat in the house that's upstairs in the house is going to take a long time to...
Yeah, true.
And,
don't open a window, though.
It compounded another issue that I'm going to have to discuss.
All right.
And that concerned Maine. That started up in Maine with a wardrobe change that I decided to. I was at that...
Something spangly?
I'll discuss that with you. We have one more air conditioning there. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'll tell you about that. Hello, Chris. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
The two guys that you just talked to earlier, they're refrigerator repairmen.
Does that mean that they show crack?
Hello?
Hello? He just hung up.
I think you frightened him somehow.
I
don't know
what is the great cliche of the refrigerator repairman?
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd crack.
You know, you're sitting there. What are you told if the pants slide down, you're repairing? So you look like a refrigerator repair. It supposedly is fixed. I will give you an update tomorrow.
Offer you this. I think that the guy was snowing you a little bit. I don't think he needed 24 hours for it to thaw.
I'll give you something, Mr. Man.
He
didn't charge me.
Well, of course not. He had another call.
But he didn't charge me. The guy was out there twice, and he said, I'm going to let the thing thaw. And he had when he was in the house yesterday, he thought that he didn't want to go rummaging around the house when I wasn't there. So he thought I had a pull-down hatch. He didn't know there was like a stairway that went up there. Mm-hmm. I think he's square.
Really?
I don't want to make this guy mad. He said he'll come back and fix my gas grill.
Excellent.
Which is also broken again.
Is it blowing cold air?
No, it won't light. It won't light.
Just leave it on. It'll be
It won't light because the sparker things are rusted.
They wear out.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people, responsible homeowners, put a plastic tarp on their gas grill.
Yes, to protect the igniter.
Irresponsible homeowners let them sit.
And
look at them and go, stainless steel, the fancy one. That's not going to be bad. That'll be fine. No problem at all.
You can use your old air conditioner filters for kindling and start a fire.
No, what he said is I can take one of them long...
A scripto.
One of those long things.
A scripto thingy, yeah.
What's it called?
A scripto.
See, he pretends he doesn't know, but he knows all the details. He said I could light it manually.
Yeah, but that's not what you want.
So I'm very happy about that.
You need an electronic igniter.
But before I left on vacation, I made a wardrobe change. I think that contributed to some issue that I had.
Is silvery shoes?
Before we go to break, I said this all day. We got a positive story, a nice memory of Frida. We've got Deborah on the line. Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
I met all of you at a bar called Wet. It's a gay man's bar.
Yeah,
I
remember it well.
Was that where I was paying the bet off?
That's right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It was hilarious.
Oh, boy. It was big fun. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I got to see Frida and Buzz's wife point and giggle at those screens with those naked men.
Mm-hmm.
I got to find out that Buzz is not black.
Mm-hmm.
The wig is questionable, though.
In my heart.
I found out that Rob will shake a black person's hand because he shook mine.
Yes, I will. But under duress.
Well, you know who the victim of that particular day was. Do you remember that? It was me.
It was the man in the black leather vest.
Don't you remember that, Deborah? I had to sit there with a black leather vest on with no shirt on.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I appreciate the memory of Frida, but I was sitting there being completely embarrassed by the whole thing.
That's right.
But you are perfectly comfortable in any place, as long as you're at a bar.
Thank you, Deborah.
You let the drinks just flow. Your lawyer was there also, and he seemed like he had been
right.
there before.
Uh-huh. He's there every night.
I could tell you.
I could tell you a story.
Man, well, thank you so much, Deborah. And I remember in particular that was when Frida and Marcia.
Right.
Oh, they so wanted to participate in that little event.
I think,
see me with the vest on.
You know, sure. I think even Carrie went to that.
It was.
The whole gang came.
Yeah,
nobody
sure
missed
did.
It. Yeah, whole family wants to come down. And there was something, I can't even tell that story on the air. There was something, I'll only say this. I might have shared it with you off the air. There was something that happened at that bar that was so gross. I can't possibly share.
Did it involve a book of matches?
Yes.
I remember.
Yes,
I do.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
something on a book of matches. And I don't know where it came from, but it was gross.
You could use those on your guest grill.
It was nasty.
Nasty. All right. We do want to tell everybody that if you are interested in sending some cards and letters, we've got the address for you with that. We're giving you an address here at the radio station, and I don't have it. I have it lying around. It's right here. Got it. Cards and letters should be sent to the Source family. That's S-O-R-C-E family. Care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, 22030. Mm-hmm. We want to thank everybody that's sent stuff already.
Yeah. Overwhelming.
As soon as we get more information, we are honoring the family's privacy right now, and we're going to pass that along to you. And I'll remind everybody, we will be taking your calls. If you've got a positive memory, you know, we're kind of trying to get back to what we do here, doing the very best we can to do that, and that's why we're asking your phone calls and condolences. We've taken them. We know we are sincere, but we're asking for positive memories and to keep it light and celebrate her memory, which is what we're going to do for as long as it takes to do that.
Sure.
That's what we're going to do on the show. And coming up, I think we might get one of those best of segments.
Let's do that next.
And I'll also tell you about my my crotch issue.
Got to hear it.
Oh, now you're getting more specific.
Yeah, well, I have to do it. I thought
it was something like Bob Mackie related.
It is. It's a wardrobe malfunction that resulted in a crotch problem.
Don't hold it back.
All right. We'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show. They're ready to believe you.
They go together
like porno books and diced cheese.
Sorry.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara doesn't know the formatic.
But it's real.
My mom's not like that. That's not that Mommy Dearest thing. I mean, she's
not
85
like your
years
mom?
Old. No. Joan Crawford was a much younger woman at that.
Mary
That's
Dearest?
Mary. Here. Mm-hmm. I want to clear the air about this vacation experience with my mom. No one could possibly be a sweeter old lady. She is a wonderful, you know, she's my mom. She does.
Sure.
She's a very sweet lady. But the thing is, it is the energy level. And I was getting to this before we broke. And the fact is, I'll be sitting there just chilling out, reading an article, reading a book. And she would come by and say, "Oh, are you sure you want the girls' sneakers to stay by the fireplace?" And she's standing over me, and you can practically hear her engine running, which is going. You know, like one of those spaceships when you hear that drone right. hum.
Hovering.
You can hear the energy level where she gets it. I mean, she is not, in at 85, she is not, in my knowledge, addicted to any major kind of narcotic at all.
Good for her.
But she goes, that. She gets, I'm not lying, she gets up at 4:30 in the morning, doesn't take any nap in the afternoon,
wow.
and turns in with us up in Maine about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. She probably could stay up till, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
What do you think her secret is? How does she
I
do this?
I don't know, but it pisses me off.
I know.
Because I don't have that energy.
Has she always been like that?
Yes.
Yes. Always?
Yes, and my sister is the same way.
And do you think she does it to show off a little bit?
No. No, this is not malice. Uh-huh. This is the way this is her. This, she is programmed genetically to function at this level.
Always been
she
that.
Is programmed. She may have, she's got a little more energy than even my sister. My sister can chill out a little bit more.
Wow.
But I have the family gene that is just kind of, I chill out, and she will come over and say, okay, now did you do this? Did you do this? And I'm just like, at one point, I said,
yeah.
I think really, I didn't yell, mm-hmm. but I think I said, I was controlled.
Good.
And I said, can you please slow down just a little? And I always put it in that context. Like,
right.
You're fantastic. Look at you at your age with that energy level. Wow, that's just fantastic. Can you just chill out a little? Please, all right? Okay. The fact is, I recline a lot. I do. And I like the fact that the kids play down on the beach. And I don't have to watch them when they're playing on the beach.
Right.
They're old enough to take care of themselves. They're not
sure.
going in the water. Yes, they're playing on the dangerous rocks. But they're going to be fine.
Sure.
You know,
right.
There's not going to be any problem.
Odds are them. They'll be fine.
So I salute you, Mary. I do. I totally salute you.
I love you, Mommy.
No, she's not
I love
like
you, too, darling.
Not at all. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Bob. Howard Da Silva. Not to be confused with
Carl Rowe. What's your name? Write it down. May I have the spelling of your last name?
We were looking at the newspaper with all this crap about Carl Rove that's in the news lately.
Yeah,
and Carl Rove, if you're casting a movie with the evil man, the evil villain,
mm-hmm.
if you're casting a movie for the guy that's going to like run the prison, the evil prison camp,
mm-hmm. right?
Don't you put Carl Rove in that uniform?
Yes, absolutely.
That's one of the things, and I think America gets into that. I mean, that's why this story has legs,
mm-hmm.
because you see the picture of the guy
who
has allegedly done wrong. What did he do? Leak some CIA
information? Yeah.
And the guy has the look. Especially now. He's not getting less sinister as he ages.
No.
He's getting more sinister.
Well, your first clue, he spells Carl with a K. That's your first clue.
My right name there. Is Carl. And I don't know. I mean, I don't watch enough of that crap to know whether he what he sounds like, but I think he should sound like Dr. Evil.
I agree.
Right,
I would like to see you in my office.
Or just like a total stranger on the street.
Thank you. Welcome to the White House tour. I saw that look. Give me the spelling of your last name and your social security number. Quick.
Please.
Quickly, please. The name is Rove. Carl Rove with a K. You may know me as the architect.
Wouldn't it be cool?
You can Photoshop a picture of him with like a Dr. Evil Nehru jacket. He would look great.
I'm Carl Rove.
Hello.
Let's keep an eye on that one. I was talking about the vacation and the wardrobe change. For most of my adult life, I will not inquire as to you guys because it's not something I want to think about. But I'll share with you that I've been a boxer person.
Yes.
I made a modest underwear change for the trip up to Maine. Now, when it comes to hygiene in Maine, we have, in many cases, we have 12 family members that are staying in one house.
Okay.
We have one bathroom that functions as the shower room.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. We have old-fashioned ye olde bathtubs. If you want to do that, you want to go through that deal the way they did in olden times.
That's right.
That's how people. But I think really in olden times, that's why people stunk.
Well, you said earlier you like to recline.
I'm not a bath guy. I don't. I like.
You don't
to
like
take
to
a shower.
Luxuriate in a bath.
It's a dying art.
The shower we have in our rustic cabin in the woods.
Yes.
See, we got a guy on the line from Maine. Hold on. Steve from Maine. Yes, Steve from Maine. What do you want?
Hey, guys. How you
Hi.
Doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing fine and won't dwell, but condolences all the way around.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
Truly, truly hard to believe. It's been said, but I can't believe how much it affects me. I don't even know any of you guys.
Yeah, and, you know, we're really trying to move the show,
I know that.
The best
okay,
we can,
I'll be done.
Steve.
I'll
okay.
be done.
We appreciate
that. I'll be done. Just a quick question, Mike. And as I told that fan, not an address. I'm not weird, but what area of Maine do you visit when you come up here?
I'll give you what they call it up there. It's Down East, the Down East region of Maine.
So so like Acadia, Bar Harbor.
Yeah, yeah, that area. That area up there. That's where I've been going for since I was, 5 years old.
Why do you ask?
Since my why do you want to know? You're not stalking or anything, are you?
Honestly, I mean, I'm up here in South Portland. I've been listening since you guys came up here, and just always sort of was curious. What area are
you? Yeah, I love it. All right, well, thank you. There you go. There you have it. I love it up there. I thought he was going to say something.
Way to throw him off the track.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's really Caribou. Carl Roth has the address. Find me up in Caribou.
I'll need your zip code.
But it's rustic. We don't have, it's not they call it winterized, so you can't stay there year-round.
Right.
It's a summer place. A lot of places up there in New England are like this. It's got one shower that was added very late, as like in the 1980s, they finally put a shower in.
Do the tubs have feet?
Yes.
No kidding.
Oh, these tubs are the old. They're the real. They're the tubs that when you go to these tubs, you step up to get into them.
Yeah.
Nobody uses. I mean, everybody wants to take the quick shower because of the nature. There's so many people that hygiene is, I would say, usually an every other day deal.
Sure.
And you're up there. You're not. You're not going to any places fancy. You're kind of
family.
Hanging out. It's family. Uh-huh. You're in the rustic place.
You swim. You rinse and God goes.
I don't swim. No.
No.
Well, it's cold. It's too cold to swim up there.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of days, my nephew would come back. He had a landscaping job up there, and they'd dive into the. But the weather. Weather up there dictates 40 something, 50 something temperatures for the water.
Wow. That's
it's
not
very,
usable.
The bay is very cold up there. Okay. So. I don't go in there. So combine this with the fact that I switched out of, I don't know if this is the reason, but I switched out of these boxers and switched to what is known as, I thought it would be a little hipper. I'm always trying to do something a little to improve myself.
To make you feel hipper?
I don't know. I switched to what they're called the boxer brief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is it's kind of the waistband of the brief with
the hip thing to wear.
What the nature of the boxer brief is, it is not like the clinging of the brief, but it is more clingy than the boxer.
It has leggings almost. And there's a pocket.
Yeah. So I noticed that,
there's a pocket.
Well, no, not
is it a Y front?
Is that what they call it?
They have different kinds, but yours had a Y.
Don't they call briefs Y fronts? Though?
Yeah,
some do.
When I said pocket, I didn't mean like for your wallet. I meant for other things.
Right. Well, they were. I found them to be comfortable.
Yes.
And so I said, since I'm going to be up there running around and stuff, I'll, as opposed to stocking the suitcase with a bunch of boxers, I will stock the suitcase with these boxer briefs. And I didn't think anything of it.
Basically.
However, I would say towards the end of my stay up there, I noticed that there was a slight area of moderate irritation due to these boxer briefs. And I didn't know whether that was because of not getting to this shower every other day or because we were doing a lot of, there were very significant shifts in temperature that would be based on the location. If you were sitting out in front by the water, it would be cool. If you would go into town to get your paper towels for the day or whatever, everybody up there.
You go through
when you go on a family vacation. At my place, everybody likes to go into town. And we don't like write everything down where we have a huge list of stuff. Everybody, it seems, every 20 minutes,
trips.
Somebody, and what we're doing is we're getting away from each other.
That's right.
Of course.
Bless it.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Absolutely.
The drill. I need to go into town to get, a box of Kleenex, Or I need to go into town because, that toothpaste, it's not my favorite flavor. I gotta go, bye. See, and that's really the reason we do it.
We're out of chives.
Yeah. Oh, chives, yeah. Who wants to go? And 16 hands go, I do.
Yep.
I'll go.
Like.
But, we do that. But the differential temperature, it would be, seriously, it would be 74 degrees on this little spit of land where this this house is, and it would be 85 to 90 within in the main town where the store is, where civilization is.
Right.
Right.
So that,
where the family is not.
That affects you, because you're dressed warmly for the morning, and then when you get into town, you're, the warm clothing, the jeans with the long-sleeved denim shirt that you're wearing. And your pink socks. No, it's very, very difficult. So I don't know what caused it, but I have I've gone to the over-the-counter product, and I am happy to report that as of this morning, to the best of my knowledge, get out of the shower, pat dry the area, make sure it is dry and clean, and the minor skin irritation has passed.
It might have been, but did you launder them before you wore them, after you first bought the boxer briefs?
What do you mean launder them before I? They were clean. You mean when I put them on the first time?
No, when you brought them home from the store.
Yeah.
You need to wash them to get all the dyes and soaps out of it that cause that chafing and irritation. That's why it's fine now, I'm guessing.
Bingo.
Sometimes.
So now they've been launched.
Now, wait a minute. I mean, I think of myself as a pretty clean guy.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. But I didn't. It is my opinion that when you buy underwear,
uh-huh,
that you can just put them on.
I've always worn them right out of the package.
You can, but if in the case of the boxer briefs.
Why are we taking advice from you? Are you going commando today?
No, I'm not. I'm wearing,
he's wearing shorts, so he can't go commando today.
Oh, that's right.
So you think that would result?
I think it could, especially with a tight fit like the boxer briefs.
Has the itching subsided?
Yes. I've used
a laundered now.
I've
scrubbed and scrubbed.
You know, it's rustic up there.
Sure.
I'm so damn clean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I'm not accustomed to these type of things.
I know, it's rough.
I'm really not. So I mentioned before on this show that my feet do not stink. And I'm not. So it was a surprise to me when... one morning, I'm like, this is more than your morning scratch, you know?
Yeah.
Much better.
Hello, Josh. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Josh. We love you here in York, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
I wanted to say they're called man panties, man.
What do you mean man panties?
Boxer briefs, man panties.
Why are they called? Because they're gay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are they gayer than, say, like, briefs?
Yeah, they're better than the tighty whiteys, but right. They're just,
well,
I don't know.
But I think they look, you know, when I saw them in the package on the black male model,
he learned that at
they looked adorable.
He learned this at the fashion show in York, Pennsylvania this spring.
Yeah,
that's true. There York 05.
Let it be known in this very trying time, that will be my first use of the word asshat. Man panties.
Well used.
Let's go to Richard.
The underwear capital of Pennsylvania.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Hey, Diamond Jim, I was wondering if you flew your private plane up there again to impress the
family. Oh, another ass hat.
Wow, we're out of the woodwork now.
No, I you know what? I drove. I actually drove. It was 14 hours coming back.
The Lamborghini?
No, the Bentley. and I had a very good time doing it, too. Well, the driver did.
What?
Jim, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Jim?
Yes,
proceed.
Jim?
Proceed.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you on your boxer brief story. I find it interesting.
Oh, now, wait a minute, right? We can't do that.
You really can't discuss that.
We had to hit the delay on you. Just, you know, you have to use, you know, you have to use the codes and stuff.
Find
like
a nicer way to ask.
Can you do that, Jim? Are you capable?
Yeah, I can do that.
Do they teach you that here?
I bet you a quarter he can't. Go ahead.
My lips hurt real bad. Gina, where's the food? I didn't even talk about Napoleon Dynamite, which was the family movie of choice.
Oh, good one
for the week.
Yeah.
No, it's,
am I still on?
Not anymore.
No.
That's usually a clue for us.
He's
right?
A luck pusher is what he is.
Yeah. All right. We've got a contractor who wants to help me, and that is always dangerous. Yes, Brian?
Yes, Mike. The reason I called was I'd like to offer my services for free. If in the event you get home tonight, it's actually hot, give me a call, and I'd be happy to come over tomorrow morning free of charge to give you my opinion on the situation.
Well, thank you, BTK Killer.
What do you know about boxer briefs?
No,
I'm some Lotrimin.
I'll give you an update, but I think I'm 100% okay. I think I'm going to be fine. I think we're going to be okay here.
What over-the-counter product did you use? I'm just curious.
Okay, you're asking that, too.
No.
I was going to, you know, look, don't you think the story's self-deprecating enough?
No.
I'm Carl Rove. Do you require further embarrassment of me? I'll tell you. It was Lotrimin.
There you go. The flying foot.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
Yes, I've used it.
Because I'm not saying this.
Okay, then don't.
I have to, though, because it's my job.
Yes.
No, there was a little, it just didn't feel right, and then there was, a little odor.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, a little odor, which would indicate that product was required.
Kind of a rash.
Yeah, I see fish.
Oh, God. It was, but it's
you're
fine.
But you're on the mend.
Yeah, I think it's all right.
Well, then getting that air conditioning help will.
I think it's okay.
Oh.
I think it's all right.
Someone get a camera. How'd we do?
Maybe another day.
I don't like the burning. I don't mind the itching.
I think we'll be just fine. We have mentioned that while we're doing this show during a very difficult week for all of us, we are going to keep Don on the show here, and we're going to be doing that by every day. We're going to figure out a very special best-of segment that features Don on it. And, you know, we're going to say this as we keep it light, because that's what he wanted us to do, and we have fun doing the show, that our prayers and our love go out to that family during this difficult time. And we will urge all the callers to do the same thing as we try to keep it light. If you've got a memory... A wonderful memory of Frida. We love those stories.
Yeah.
And you know, before we go to break, we got one right here. So let's talk to Richard. Richard, you got a memory of Frida?
Yes, I do. Hi, Mike. How
you
doing?
Buzz
and everybody else there.
Hi there.
Lots of love for everybody. You know, I just want to say something a little funny, Mike. First of all, with the situation with the briefs that you've been wearing, just wash your wild hickory nuts. That's all. I mean, you know, that'll work real good.
I know what he's saying, Rob. I think he's asking me to clean myself, but I do, Richard.
I believe you. I believe you, sir.
Yes, go ahead, Richard.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And with Frida, you know, the world is a much more pleasant place because of people, so far as she is concerned, in a positive note, you know, and making people be happy and joyful, because as so many people before me have spoken and said that they had individuals they lost. But listen, Don and Frida and myself, I was married about the same time, lost my wife 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I know precisely what he is going through, but I won't say that, and I won't put this on a somber note, but I'm going to say Frida is going to bring joy to whomever she visits and wherever she goes, and if she's in a world in the heavens where she'll be, she will bring joy to everybody around them in such a way that we will laugh every time she talks to Mike or you, or Rob or Buzz or whomever else, and Don, and she tells them that I am, turn that down, don't turn that on, that's my son turning the freaking radio up.
Jesus.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to decipher this. I really am. Come on, is there a point here, Richard?
Yeah, come on, Dr. Capers.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
I appreciate the sentiment, Richard, but see, try to get to a point, okay?
Okay, yes, I will, sir. Okay, now, in this instance, she and then Don, with the joy that they have put forth for everybody that has come here, continue the laughter that you guys have so put forth.
And we're gonna do that, Richard. We're gonna do that. His sentiments are fine. We appreciate that from everybody, and you know, I appreciate everybody's memories. It's good. And that's what we're gonna continue to do. And
he had a great sentiment, and he built a beltway of thoughts all the way around it.
There may have been, unfortunately, some narcotics involved in that. I'm not sure. When we come back, we're gonna play a best of segment featuring Don on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I saw this movie once where the president is just tickled at anything he wants to eat he can get in a moment's notice. Here, it turns out it's the perk of the century. Otto?
Yes, Mr. President?
Yeah, sorry for the late notice. For lunch, could you arrange some coq au vin with a side of penne?
Spicy or mild?
Spicy. And, hazelnut pudding for dessert.
No problem, sir.
One day I'll catch him napping.
The Don and Mike Show. Regrettably, they have passed. Don and Mike.
I'd like to thank everybody that has sent along cards, letters, flowers, as we are all dealing with a difficult week here with the passing of Frida. And also want to say to everybody here at the radio station that I know that Don would appreciate all the love and the support that people are giving him. And I look forward to passing that along to him when he's ready to hear it. Mm-hmm. If you have a card, a letter you would like to send along, I do hope indeed that he will read these at some point to the Source family. That's SORCE family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. As far as any other information, we are honoring the family's wishes for privacy at this point in time. If we have further information on what you can do, if everybody has that, that's the question. What can I do? I think we've all been through that. We will certainly pass that along to you, and we do also everybody here. I know I speak for Rob and for Buzz and Beth Ann and Joe and John Normand and everybody that's in our close family here when I say our love goes out to that family and our prayers go out to you to get through this, you know, we still have to say it, unimaginably difficult week.
Exactly.
And it's very tough. It's, you know, it's going to get tougher for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And we're doing what Dom wants us to do, which is continually, you know, try to make, you know, some good radio and do some fun radio. And hopefully we are doing that. It was decided earlier today that we each and every day that that our team leader is gone, we are going to play a best of segment where you can listen to Don, because he is the backbone and the quarterback of this show. Mm-hmm. We all miss him very much. We all wish we could be with him right now. And this segment, I think, did you pick this out, Robbie, or did Beth Ann pick this?
This is a Beth Ann selection, and I remember this. This was something you could download, I believe, to your phone that helped you further appreciate American Idol.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Hope you enjoy this segment. This is a best of segment with Don Geronimo.
You see this dumb commercial in the newspaper? Here's Simon.
I've seen that before.
I've not seen this ad before with Simon. Who on earth?
Cell phones.
Listen, I'm queer for American Idol, okay? I'm queer for American Idol like a 14-year-old girl. I'll watch it tonight. I'll vote. I'll be there every hour. But even I don't want the official American Idol phone, which, as you can see, has the only thing that makes it official, I would guess, is the fact that it has that little American Idol logo at the top.
Yeah, but you have to understand that audience is so young.
And I guess on the screen, it's got, you know, it's got the American Idol logo. It says,
you two can have a phone just like mine. This is the kind of phone that I use to call Paula when she's late for the show.
Inside scoop from Simon. Yeah, I'm sure. Just when you get this phone, personalized voice and text messages from the show's most outspoken judge. Now, how can that be? It's got to. It can't be personalized that Simon Cowell would.
I'm getting one if he is on there.
That's what it says, Mike. It says,
I'm sorry, Mike can't come to the phone.
You know, we should find out if this is on the up and up. 1-866-3.
I think it's a great idea. 888-3. Can we get Randy and Paula?
Our call right now.
Simon's always there, though, isn't he? Simon's the workhorse of that drive.
Sorry,
the producer.
Number you have reached has been disconnected.
Simon Fuller's the producer, isn't he?
He's one of them, but this Simon is.
Is Cowell the producer, too?
No, it's the other Simon.
Cowell's not involved in the producer.
I thought he was. I thought he had a piece of that somehow.
American Idol phone and the Jay-Z Black phone. Please stay on the line. A customer service representative will be with you shortly.
Must have recorded that in the same studio Larry recorded
in his
book.
Yeah.
I think Cal has something to do with their record deals.
Ah.
Fuller has the production and things for the show.
All right.
Take this part off the air.
Can I have a little phone?
Hello? Hello? Yes. Hi. I'm calling about the American Idol phone. Hello. I have a question. The ad says personalized voice messages from the show's most outspoken judge. Would he be able to say, hello, this is Simon Cowell. Joe Ardinger is not available right now. He sends a personal message regarding the show. Does he say my name? If I sign up for this Nokia phone, the ad says, inside scoop directly from Simon, personalized voice and text messages. That sounds to me like he says, that I'm not there.
You're not using your dumb voice.
Oh, I am sorry. I'm back to using my other voice. Hello?
Oh.
Actually, what? you're not sure of what?
He doesn't use the real names.
Are you pretty? Are you pretty? Hey, would you come on the radio with me? We're on the radio. Would you come on the radio? Be a nice commercial for your company. How about it?
Come on, man. Come on, shoot.
What do you say? Come on. Tell me about this phone. I might buy the phone. Come on the radio. What do you say, honey?
Honey.
What do you say?
Hey, come on.
Okay. Cupcake. She says, okay.
Hey, sweet talk works.
All right. All right. There you go. Here's my honey.
Hello.
Sir, hello. Hello.
Hello.
So, welcome to the show. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Does Simon say our name or not, if we want to
go
on this phone?
If you buy one of these phones, will Simon say, John so-and-so is not in the house right now? Will Simon do that?
Sorry to say, sir, but I'm not sure he might know all your names, but the messages will be personalized, and you'll be receiving the messages from him.
Where are you based? Where are you based now? Where is your operation located?
Illinois.
Illinois. Does Simon do erotic messages? Like if I wanted him to say, if I wanted him to say something of a Randy nature,
something provocative,
would he say that for me? May I speak with Simon? Is he there now?
Oh, he actually, this is Mobile Music USA.
What?
Mobile Music USA.
Malibu Music USA.
USA. Mobile. Well, we're calling about the ad. You know, at least they haven't shipped this off to India.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's why I was calling. I was thinking maybe this
like
is...
Like, you buy a plane ticket.
Are you really in Illinois, or are you based in, New Delhi?
Hello?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Yes, we are based in Illinois.
Ma'am?
I don't buy it.
Which season of American Idol did you compete on?
I'm sorry?
What is the biggest city in Illinois?
Biggest?
Yes. Yes. What is the
biggest
largest
city in Illinois?
Yes, ma'am. The largest city in Illinois. It's traditionally known as the second city.
And the windy city.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what is it, Robbie?
And the city with big shoulders.
Mm-hmm. What would that city say? You're in Illinois working for the indirectly Nokia phones.
What is the name of the city?
The biggest city in Illinois. Any idea?
Okay.
Pardon me?
Actually, I'm very new to this place. I just moved into this place, so I don't have any idea about
it. Honey, it starts with a C.
Yeah.
Ends with an O.
Oh.
Are you really in Illinois, or are you maybe in a foreign country?
There was even a movie with Richard Gere and Renee Zellweger that won the Oscar, and it was a movie based on that town. It was
mention a great band.
25 or 6 to 4, Saturday in the Park. How about Sammy Sosa? How about the Bears?
What city do the Cubs play in?
How about the White Sox?
Are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am here.
What city in Illinois might we be talking about? Sing to me, darling. Sing it to me. What's the city? What's the city we're talking about? The city.
Let's give her a chance to answer.
Starts with a C.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I don't have an idea.
You don't have an idea. But you're in Illinois. You promise you're in Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at in Illinois? Can you tell us the town you're in?
Yeah, it's Chicago.
It's Chicago.
Uh-huh. Chicago.
Can I tell anybody out there listening that this is the kind of all of a sudden everything combusting at once. Mm-hmm. This is the type of
spontaneous combustion
that will make Nokia stock go through the roof.
That's true.
When you realize, when you call to buy the American Idol phone,
right,
that you're talking to someone,
and you
like,
describe Chicago for the better part of 2 minutes, and then the person who is allegedly in Chicago doesn't know what city we're talking about.
In the state of Illinois. Darling, may I ask your first name?
My first name?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Sarah?
Again, please?
Sarah.
Sarah Smiles.
Sarah Lee. Sarah, do you like American Idol?
Yes, I like.
Yes.
Who are you rooting for?
Sarah?
Yes.
Are you speaking to us on a Nokia phone? Is that the problem? Sarah? Sarah, do you think I should do you think I should buy the American Idol phone? I'm queer for the show like a 14-year-old girl, but I can't see buying the phone. I'm a 45-year-old man.
Who do you like better, Sarah, Fantasia, or LaToya?
Sarah?
A second.
Uh-huh.
Is this your first day on the job? Do you get paid on commission? Have you ever sold the telephone before to someone who's called this number in the newspaper?
Yeah, I have sold many telephones, but I'm sorry, this is the first time I'm getting a call like this. Maybe I'm talking to a person speaking like this. I'm pretty nervous.
Oh, you don't need to be nervous,
please.
Sarah.
Don't be nervous.
You're among friends here.
Tell us something now, Sarah, who's really not in Illinois. Probably might be in Africa, maybe Zimbabwe.
Never know.
Who knows? Might be in.
I'm betting on New Delhi.
Yeah. Cayman Islands, if she's lucky.
You never know.
Okay, let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.,
our nation's capital.
Can I have your name, please?
Sure, my name is Don. Donnie. You spell it D-O-N-I.
Don?
D-O-N-I.
D-O-N-I?
Yeah, now, don't sign me up for anything. I'm not convinced I want to phone you.
Repeat the name back, will you?
Yes, Don?
No,
Donnie.
That's not correct. It's D-O-N-I. Repeat the name back, please.
Okay, D-O-N-I?
Yes.
That's D as in David, O-N-I?
Yes,
yes. Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie.
All right.
Donnie.
Okay.
It's my stage.
You can say Donnie. It's pronounced that way in certain parts of the world.
It's my stage
Donnie.
Name. My stage name, darling. What about when it says Simon ringtones that will make you cringe? What would the Simon ringtones that would make me cringe be if I was to buy the American Idol phone?
Can you play an example of them down the line?
Sarah?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You can? Okay, would you do that now then, please?
No, I'm sorry.
You just said uh-huh.
What? Oh, Sarah, now don't be nervous. Sarah, something tells me that you would probably be this way if you weren't talking to two DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your last big sale, the last phone you sold. Tell me how you did it. How'd you close that deal? Are you a United States citizen?
No, I'm not.
Well, are you?
Uh-oh.
Well, we wish you good luck with that. Are you trying to do that?
No.
Oh, so are you an illegal alien? Are you an illegal alien? Darling, Sarah?
Sarah, don't be nervous, please.
It's okay, tell us.
We're here to help.
Could we have just uncovered some kind of, you know, one of these scandals that they're, like, doing, like, a primetime investigative thing on?
Not likely. Sarah, how many phones have you sold today?
Sarah?
Today just two.
Just two. And how many hours have you been working?
I'm working for the past 5 hours.
Five hours.
That's not good turnaround. Are you being held against your will? Are you making shoes at the same time?
And soccer balls?
No.
Sarah, you sold two phones in 5 hours, honey. That's like an awful percentage. You got to rent Glengarry Glen Ross.
ABC.
Always be closing.
Mm-hmm.
You've not tried to close me once. You've not asked me what my current, who my current provider is, if I'm happy with their service.
Well, I think it's just the phone itself. It's not the service.
Right. You can, it comes with service.
Yeah, no, it does.
What's the company?
Nokia. Free benefits with activation.
Well, Nokia doesn't offer phone service.
No, it's probably that mobile.
Nokia, AT&T. AT&T.
American Telephone and Telegraph.
AT&T. Uh-huh. It says exclusive photographs sent to your phone. What exclusive photographs does Simon Cowell send me?
The exclusive photographs is taken on the set, the photographs of the contestants and the judges.
That's fantastic.
The cell phone.
Oh, that's exciting. I like that.
Would you recommend that phone?
Yeah, sure.
Why?
I'll definitely recommend.
Why would you recommend it? Hello?
Yes, this is a special signature product.
What?
And
you ever been to Chicago?
Chicago?
You ever been there?
How's the weather in Chicago today?
Hey, what time is it where you are? That's the easiest way to
say it. Time is 4 p.m.
See, in Chicago, darling, it would be 3 p.m.
Does this phone work in exotic foreign locations?
Sarah,
fascinating, isn't it?
It's been great talking to you, Sarah. How long have you been working for whatever company this is you're working for?
Mobile Music.
How long have you been working?
It's been 1 month.
How you like it?
It's cool. I liked it.
Oh, good
cool.
for you. Well,
it's cool.
It's been a slice of heaven talking to you, Sarah.
It's cool. I wish I could be your third sale of the day, but it doesn't do it for me. The American Idol phone doesn't do it for me because I don't believe I get a personalized voice message from Simon.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to on the radio, Sarah?
Anyone back in your home country? Any relatives you're trying to smuggle over? Anybody who might be in an inner tube on their way from Cuba? Sarah?
Okay.
Who do you look like?
One thing. Is that a real radio show?
Yes, yes. This is a real radio show.
Yes.
Would you like to say hello to anybody on the radio?
Okay. To all my friends.
To all your friends? Anybody? I won't say anybody's.
And to our boss, Mr. Samir Bhatia.
Uh-huh.
And Ms. Kelly.
Yes.
All right. Good for you. Well, that's cool.
Well, have you enjoyed your experience?
Yes, very much.
Well, God bless you real good, Sarah.
You want to say hi to the gang down at Ellis Island?
Sarah, have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Good luck. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye-bye.
Chicago. There you go. Is she going to hang up? And
not like saying.
Let's just wait for her to... Yeah, there you go. That was calling an ad out of the newspaper.
You know, I was telling you about my satellite TV when I was talking to New Delhi.
Yeah, right.
And there was a lot sharper, though.
Right.
A bit of a satellite delay on that phone conversation.
I believe so.
Yeah.
I don't believe she was in Chicago.
Me either.
Uh-huh. I told you that would happen Saturday night.
Right.
Ah, yes. I thought this was the right song to play with it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chicago!
George Michael!
I love that.
You know,
yeah.
We weren't saying she was in Chicago. She said she was in Illinois. Mm-hmm. We asked her what the largest city was. She couldn't come up with Chicago.
She even said the Cubs. It's where the Cubs. I mean, we tried the Windy, the largest.
And we asked her what time it is. She said 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Well, correct, on the East Coast, it's 4:06.
Right.
But in the Central time zone, where Chicago is, it would be 3:06.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
we weren't able to really, you know, pursue our inquisition due to a perceived language barrier.
Anyway.
And the satellite delay.
Yeah. Hey. Good hire, Nokia.
Oh, well, I want that phone anyway. Oh, man. Best wishes go out to our team leader, Don Geronimo, who is going through this tough week. We're going to do that every day. At some point during the show, we're going to play a best-of segment with Don. And
it feels good to hear his voice.
Good to hear his voice, and our love and prayers go out to him and all of his family. And Sarah,
God love you.
Sarah, I ran in over the over the vacation. I don't even remember where it was. The individual who doesn't speak the language but has the confidence that they speak the language believes they can.
And this guy was saying, I think I was asking about,
I'll talk about it tomorrow. It's my iPod, which is my new incredible discovery that's only been out for, a couple of years. But it was one of those things where... it was already here. They go on and sign up, but it was obviously the material. And I'm sitting there going, really?
He was comfortable.
Fascinating. Okay, thank you.
How about
lots more stuff coming up. Carl Rove!
I need
today's theme. Lots more to come on the Don and Mike Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. You tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from,
yeah.
Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Baby. Sorry.
Hey, it's the All-Star Game tonight.
All right.
Who wants some flapjack?
Hey, Chris Berman, seriously, I watched the Home Run Derby last night, and Chris... It's not proper to wear the sport coats with the short sleeve dress shirts, okay?
He did not.
I think he did. I looked at him and you could see, the way he sits there with those big hairy arms.
Yeah.
And you can look up his shirt and actually see that. And when he gets the first opportunity, he's shedding his yellow sport coat or whatever color it is, and he's wearing the short Denny's manager sleeves.
Maybe it was the Dickie.
It was. Chris Berman has, he's one of the big men. And,
God, yeah.
And he needs the sweating. I don't think it helps his sweating at all by wearing the short sleeve shirt.
He also looked good. I finally got a chance to see that Ray Romano, Kevin James special.
Oh,
on
you
HBO?
Saw that?
Yeah.
You see my point.
Yo, absolutely.
I mean, you watched that, and I was saying, when are they going to be funny? And then you realize, no.
They're not.
You mean, you've got two guys that are going into a golf tournament, and it's a celebrity. They're amateurs. They're out there playing for fun. Like anybody in America would go play a round of golf for fun, and they're playing dramatic music in the background, like this is the end of the world that he didn't make the cut at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I mean, it just made me so angry.
I got a bad look.
It made me so angry.
I got a bad look from Carrie because I had TiVo'd it, and I was sitting there watching it by myself. She's walking around, and it gets to the end when they really want you, I guess, to cry.
Because you're looking at the close-up of the unshaven Ray Romano?
Yeah, oh, with his new sexy haircut.
If anybody gets a chance to watch this. I guess you would call it a documentary. But the feeling I got also, and we discussed this before, was that they're actually trying to make drama where there is no drama, and the editing and the music that they put on that, it sucked.
But I said out loud, I said, boo effing who.
Yeah,
and, poor Ray Romano.
And I did not really abbreviate. And Carrie said, what is the matter with you?
As he sits on his mountain of money.
Yeah, that's
can't catch a break.
And now he's, man, he didn't make the cut.
Oh.
You know, he could build.
I hope he never makes the cut. I hope Fat Kevin James never makes the cut.
He could build a golf course and fill the bunkers with quarters. How rich he is.
He is so wealthy. He is such a wealthy man.
I do want to mention again that cards and letters should be sent to the Source family, care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Our thanks to everybody earlier in the show expressed their condolences in what is a very difficult week for all of us here, and we appreciate the flowers for the family, and we will have more information as we get it. I think I've got some information here. Hold on just a second. Let's see here. Okay.
This is the information for the David Haynes Memorial, right?
Yeah, I do want to mention for anyone that David Haynes was our newsman for many years before we had our wonderful relationship with Buzzy. And David Haynes, a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
And anybody that listened to him heard the It's Friday stuff. I mean, he was fantastic.
Burnt toast and coffee time.
In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to David Haynes Memorial Education Fund. Provident Bank, 1649 Crofton Center, Crofton, Maryland, 21114, and send that to the attention of Karen Nelson. That's David Haynes Memorial Education Fund, Provident Bank, 1649 Crofton Center, Crofton, 21114. Attention, Karen Nelson. And thanks to everybody as we're all dealing with this. I got to mention Travis. I didn't mention him before that he did such a great job with filtering the calls that we took yesterday, and we appreciate him doing that. And everybody around the radio station, if I haven't mentioned it, you know, it means a lot to all of us when you're sharing your love for Don and his family during this time, and we do appreciate it. So that's it. That's the heavy stuff. If you want to call us with memories, we want to try to keep it as positive as we can now. You know, on a very tough week for all of us, we find that taking the positive calls, the positive memories of Frida, her participation on the show, if you happen to meet her, a good story about that, that's real helpful. I appreciate everybody's condolences, but what we are trying to do, the prime directive from our team leader is to, you know, move on, have a funny show, and try to give you some laughs when we're doing this. And speaking of laughs,
were we?
No, this is amazing. A doctor who once cared for sick children at Don Imus's New Mexico ranch.
Oh, how nice.
Has sued the tart-tongued radio personality for slander.
Lawsuit?
Claiming a lawsuit. That's another lawsuit. Claiming he ate too many sunflower seeds.
That's not the
claiming
answer.
He made false derogatory comments about him on his Imus in the Morning show. Dr. Howard Allen Pearson says in court papers that on at least 4 days last year, Imus said Pearson was one of the worst doctors in the world.
Wow.
And did not care if children suffered.
See, Don is qualified to comment on that because he's been to every doctor in the world.
Pearson's lawsuit says Imus apparently misunderstood the physician's response to a morning call to treat a child for pain in July 2004. Pearson left the main house and began a quarter-mile walk to the infirmary because the nurse... I picture everybody there. I mean, I know it's not fun to make fun of. You know, he's doing things... They're doing things for kids out there.
Yeah.
But I picture
he's
like the
old... allegedly doing things for kids.
1920s nurse's hats, you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like in World War II when they were caring for the sick. Says the... why was he walking? A quarter-mile walk to the infirmary. The nurse said there was... Oh, he said he made the walk because the nurse said there was no emergency.
Oh, okay.
Pearson declined a ride offered by Imus's wife.
Ibis's wife.
Does she have a license or just a learner? Because you have to be 16 to have a license.
The court papers say that that's what happened. Doctors say he gave the child pain medicine and she resumed normal activities. Okay. I guess this is the child.
Right.
About 45 minutes later, Ibis, armed with a gun.
Oh, dear.
And a knife, pulled up in his truck. Jumped out and began yelling and cursing at Pearson, the papers say. Reached by telephone at his ranch near Ribera. Is that the way you pronounce that? Ribera, New Mexico?
Ribera, yes.
Imus confirmed and repeated his disparaging comments about Pearson. He said the lawsuit was disgraceful.
Did it look a lot like that Western show on HBO?
It's like Bonanza.
Yeah.
Imus said Pearson was called to treat it. Oh, you mean Deadwood?
That's the one.
Deadwood with a, you know, I think Deadwood doesn't have the record for most F-words in a show.
Yes, worst language on television.
Imus said Pearson was called to treat a 16-year-old girl from Afghanistan who had been up all night in abject agony and pain. I guess this is his version of the story.
Uh-huh. Of course.
The place was a quarter mile away, and he refused to get in the truck. Pearson's lawsuit, filed in a Manhattan court Friday, names Imus, NBC, MSNBC, and Westwood One.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have read the story.
It asks unspecified damages, and we'll keep you posted on that one. Get in the damn truck.
Imus's ranch.
I'm packing heat.
If you see Imus coming at you with a knife and a gun, you're going to want to walk quickly. No need to run, but you walk quickly away.
I have a question for you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Will The Apprentice become a battle of the races?
Hmm.
I don't. How
could that happen?
Business mogul Donald Trump says he wasn't particularly happy with the most recent season of his hit reality show.
Oh my!
I'm not happy. He's considering some. That was my Donald Trump impression.
Good.
He's considering some controversial changes, bound to generate a buzz for upcoming episodes. Among the proposals, pitting a team of African American contestants against a team of all white players.
This is Robert the Mailman.
There you go.
I'm watching.
Winner.
Whether people like that idea or not, it is somewhat reflective of our very vicious world, according to Trump. You know, gotta give him credit. I mean, he's going to go for it.
He's always thinking.
Oh, he's a thinker, Buzz.
It's reflective of the fact they didn't have any ratings last season.
Yeah, listen, here's typical Donald Trump. He goes, but needless to say, why am I giving him a four?
I don't know, but I like it.
But needless to say, I don't know, somehow it just feels right.
Yeah.
Needless to say, not everybody thinks it's a good idea. Trump was not available for further comment, asshat, but a rep told The Scoop that it's just an idea that's being considered. So,
this is Robert the Mailman.
If you enjoy that type of thing, you might want to watch The Apprentice. Ratings are tanking now, right?
Yeah, but if Robert gets his teeth, he would be a natural on that show.
Where is the? Is there any update as far as Robert and his teeth?
We'd have to ask BA. I don't know.
BA, does Robert have any progress? Has there been any progress made? We've been gone a while. As far as his teeth, I guess we'll ask her later.
What I crave is that brief window of time when they're pulled, but before the new ones go in. I hope.
Are we
going to?
Did he say that he was going to bring a tape recorder in? Is he going to? What's the status? Do you know the status of Robert the Angry Mailman?
Yeah, he's been to the dentist three times.
Mm-hmm. For an estimate. Three times. Once, like, to survey the damage.
Well, yeah, and to take 18 X-rays.
Wow.
He's got a lot of bone loss.
Yes.
Bone loss?
Yeah, bad.
That's horrible.
And is he going to have the major procedure done anytime soon?
Yeah, he's going to have all his teeth yanked.
When?
He's going to get dentures. It's so bad that it's going to take a series of extractions.
Surgeries, yeah.
So there will be a period of time when he's missing teeth.
Yeah.
Love to have him in.
Could you say that with any less delight in your voice?
Yes, yeah, Bethany, count up the number of teeth, the most missing teeth, and that's when Rob would like to schedule him on the show.
Well, he's going to make a necklace.
I think it would be nice. We could help him with his sadness.
Right now, a lot of bleeding.
Make sure we get. So, are we going to get him on the show like before he has the dentures made?
Yeah, apparently, will.
Good. All right. Hope he agrees to that. Clay Aiken.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, Clay Aiken.
I can't even imagine.
Clay Aiken is apparently allergic to something.
Oh,
he's allergic to nuts.
Oh, stop it.
It's too easy.
That's not possible.
And mushrooms. And coffee. And mint. And chocolate. And shellfish. But especially nuts.
What can he eat?
A very detailed 10-page concert writer posted on that for God Love Smoking Gun.
Yeah.
We've read those writers before. It's the kind of thing where it's a contract that they make with the concert venue. It stipulates in his his contract, that the American Idol runner-up, he doesn't want nuts.
This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m.
This is from the writer where it says, very important. No tree nuts or anything touching tree nuts may touch the plates. What are tree nuts? Are tree nuts like
walnuts?
Any other nuts?
Pecans,
oh,
walnuts,
okay.
like what do you get? As opposed to peanuts that come out of the ground.
Like you get off a tree. I'm sorry. I just have never heard it put like that, that they are tree nuts.
Macadamia, cocoa.
Very important. No tree nuts or anything touching tree nuts may touch the plates. If you put if I come anywhere near a tree nut, I break out in big old hives.
Do you? No kidding.
I can't sing. I can't. Listen, if you want a concert from Clay Aiken, if you'd like me to perform, you make sure that you avoid the tree nuts. If I do that, I'm not going to be able to sing. This is truly very, very serious. That's what it says. Then it gives a list of other no-nos. For example, the bottled water must not be Evian. Because one time I had Evian and it was using tree nuts. And it made me very sick. And on a related subject, Elton John. We go from Clay Aiken to Elton John.
I don't get the connection.
Elton John's party guests were stunned when they were told that they were not to speak to the Rocket Man.
Oh, no.
Unless spoken to. While stars often stipulate to co-workers on movie sets or the staff of shows where they're being interviewed or not allowed to look at or speak to them, the request from the increasingly prickly pianist,
not written for broadcast.
And he also said, please, no British tree nuts.
He's not allergic.
It struck the partiers. I mean, this is a party at his house, I guess. It struck them as bizarre. Mm-hmm. Elton is obviously a star, but this is bordering on paranoia, A source told the Daily Mirror of London. If Don was here, he would be talking about the fact that he had a chance to meet Elton John backstage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the most memorable experiences because of how bad it was. Remember you talked about Elton John reaching out, and it's one of those handshakes where you just put the hand out and
warm.
It's clammy, but but there's no attempt to even make it a real handshake.
No grip at all.
And there's a difference between you've got the slap where you can slap somebody a high five, or you reach out and you offer your hand just as a limp piece of pasta for somebody.
Fish.
But he mentioned that. Elton is obviously a star, but this is bordering on paranoia, the guy says. He's acting like old-fashioned royalty or some tin pot dictator. Now, that sounds like something that Clay Aiken would say.
Yeah.
No tree nuts, and you are a tin pot dictator.
At the party, was he wearing his Donald Duck outfit?
That's right, his big one.
You could say, you look lovely in that duck outfit. And he'd say, not unless I speak to you.
Hello. Elton will be wearing his big duck outfit. I'd like to tell all guests coming to the party, when he comes into the room wearing his duck outfit, make sure that you don't make direct eye contact and only speak to Elton if he speaks to you. Are we clear?
Yes.
Crystal.
All right. Money Magazine has just released its list of the 100 best places to live in America. Are you ready?
Yeah, please.
Do we have any guesses from the Peanut Gallery?
The best place.
I'll guess Wichita.
Yeah, Money Magazine,
number one.
100 best places to live. The winner, I'm serious here, is New Jersey, in New Jersey.
Oh, come on. No.
The town is Moorestown, New Jersey. Yeah, smell it. The town, a suburb of Philadelphia.
Oh, I love Philadelphia.
Has a population just hi, Tim. Has a population just under 20,000.
Ah.
Top of the line schools, nice homes at good prices, and they make a big deal out of something called Random Acts of Kindness Week.
Boo.
Yeah, I know you hate that. It's the home of several business executives and Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
Yay, Donovan McNabb.
Yeah, I'm sure they're nice homes at good prices.
Yeah.
I'm sure the prices are incredibly reasonable.
And they have 1 week where they're nice to people.
To put together its list, Money looks at several factors for towns across the country. Population, property value, school quality, crime, recreation, safety. Only towns with at least 14,000 residents are eligible.
Ah.
The rest of the top 10, Bainbridge Island, Washington. I think that's where they have the big ferries that go back and forth. What was the movie?
Clay Aiken again?
There's anything
but
wrong
no,
with that.
Not tree nut. Make sure they don't have any of those. Now, remember the movie Disclosure, the movie with Demi Moore?
Yeah.
I think that's like where he lived in one of those places. Naperville, Illinois.
There you go, Chicago suburb.
Do you know that area?
Yeah, very nice.
Rich? These are rich places.
Yeah,
of course.
Many of them are, of course.
And Rob?
Yes?
Now, you've said this on the show many, many times.
That you're not really fond of this place. And I don't know why. It's a weird Robism, but it's Vienna, it? Virginia.
You're kidding.
Vienna, Virginia.
Nationwide?
Yes.
And that's what, number four?
It's
five?
It's number four.
That's unacceptable.
Number four is Vienna, Virginia.
It's the worst place to live ever.
They look at the temp population, good population.
No.
They couldn't have looked at traffic.
We have to get to the bottom of this because you've brought it up before. What is it you don't like about Vienna?
Allow me a moment. And I know we have people listening in Vienna because it's only 8 miles from here. Mm-hmm. But for the primary problem is the entire city, and they want to say it's a town, but it's a city. Mm-hmm. The city is brown. It is a brown city. And they've worked on it.
Let me tell you, I've listened to this for as long as I've known Rob. There is nothing. No basis in reality. No. There is no basic in logic. No.
Go to the Wolf Trap Motor Lodge at the intersection of 123 and Nutley, and you know what it is? It's a brown brick building with a brown tin roof, with brown balcony railings, and brown numbers and a brown sign.
Rob, do not judge a town by the color of its building.
You're not a fan of the color brown.
Brown.
I think anybody listening to this show knows that.
It's brown, and also, traffic sucks. Uh-huh. They want to pretend it's like 1890, and don't even start me on Viva Vienna.
It's
a terrible town festival where they shut down. Oh, and the Halloween parade? Let's shut down the main street because it's everyone cares. Nobody cares.
You don't like Vienna.
I hate Vienna.
Vienna's
so I
not
got
your
out
favorite
here.
Place to be.
But I do like Madison High School, my alma mater.
That's where so you went to school in Vienna.
Yes.
This stems from Rob's tragic, childhood.
What color is the Madison
you
High School?
Were you beaten up in school at all? I mean, you're a big guy, but were you beaten in school at all?
No, because I was worldly. People respected my worldly.
You mean you didn't like go from say your third period class to one of your theater arts workshops? Workshops and by the class, the class athlete.
There were no workshops.
Hey, Spiewak, how come you didn't try out for the football team? Get him, boy!
People loved me because I was worldly and witty.
Rob will be sitting there bleeding, lying next to his locker going, I hate Vienna.
Brown.
I hate Vienna. God.
Oh, shut up.
Tina, eat the food.
But you see, the Madison colors were red and black. Now, if you go through and you paint Vienna red and black, that's nice. Now I'm liking it.
Why the color thing? I mean, really, get away from what everybody's thinking.
I swear.
Just too dull for you?
Yes, it's right. Very,
all right,
like,
put a sock in it. All right, enough.
Not just brown, Tudor brown.
Some of my favorite buildings
Tudor
are brown.
What is Tudor brown?
It's the most depressive brown you've ever seen.
Tudor brown.
And I've saw it for too long.
Well, let me mention these other cities here. I don't know. Louisville, Colorado. Anybody know where that is?
Not familiar.
Anyone in Paris?
No.
Barrington, Rhode Island. I'm from that part of the world. I don't know Barrington, Rhode Island. I'm thinking that in this part of Rhode Island, it is wealthy. It's got to be wealthy.
Barrington sounds like it.
Middleton, Wisconsin. Anybody? Yeah. Anyone? Middleton, Wisconsin?
No.
Peachtree City, Georgia. Well, isn't every town have some peach-related thing
and
in Georgia?
And they all have Peach Street.
Chatham, New Jersey, I think.
Very rich.
Where is Chatham? Is it like near the ocean or what?
No, this is I think, northern Jersey, but it's very, very pricey.
Too many New Jersey towns on those.
And for our California listeners, Mill Valley, California. I don't know. I would assume Mill Valley maybe in the northern part and maybe wine country or something like
could
that.
Could be, but you know what? Affluence is, and Vienna also very affluent.
Yeah.
So it could be, it could have a lot to do with it.
No cities in Arkansas, Hawaii, Louisiana, Maine, Montana, Nevada, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, West Virginia, or Wyoming.
That's a crazy
made the list.
Crazy
that
list.
Is. It's brown.
The highest
that's
ranked
brown.
Big city. Guesses for the highest ranked big city.
It's always like something in Arizona. Did you say was there one in Arizona? Is it Phoenix?
You looked at this before. He's cheating. Of course, yeah.
I didn't read that deep. That was honestly
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay.
That came in 35th on the list. None of the country's 50 largest cities, including many of the cities we broadcast in, made it. So that is that. Hugh Grant and his girlfriend, Rob,
yes?
Behave yourself.
Absolutely.
And his girlfriend, Jemima Khan.
What's her name?
No, I'm not saying it again. We're reported.
Robert the Mailman.
Stop it. We're reportedly so keen to share their passion for each other that they had rampant sex in full view of their stunned neighbors.
Oh.
The couple were in such a rush to make love. They forgot to draw the curtains on their London home.
Sure they did.
Writes the British newspaper The Daily Express.
They forgot.
A neighbor tells the publication, the story of what's seen here is spread like wildfire. A young housewife changing the sheets in a bedroom couldn't help but see what you and Jemima were doing because they were pressed up against their window.
Buzz forgets. Don't you sometimes forget?
What?
To draw the curtain.
Yes, yes.
The witness said that Hugh seemed to be behind Jemima. and
seemed
to do that.
Was showing his love for her in a most enthusiastic and energetic manner.
You were now looking forward to a threesome with Mrs. Butterworth.
Yes. Excuse me, Jemima, are you doing the laundry? Oh, you're ironing. No, don't mind me. I'm going to creep up behind you.
You seem to be behind me.
And we have a feel-good. We do have
a good.
This is the feel-good, right, Rob?
This.
Yeah, Rob handed me the feel-good. 63-year-old Renate Dole, I think that's the correct pronunciation, of Berlin, Germany. Of Germany is something of a legend. For the past 49 years, Renate has been a working prostitute in Berlin. She is so established that after the Berlin Wall fell and all the street trash were kicked out of Berlin's diplomatic quarter, she was given an exemption and allowed to stay. Well, now she's hanging them up. Next year, when she turns 64 years old, making 50 years, that marks her 50th year of hooking, Renate will be retiring. She says, quote, "I've got a lot of regular clients, but I'm going to stop at 64 and retire."
I hope
she gets a gold watch or gold diaphragm, whichever, for 50 years of service. It's only fair. How much do you think she charges? They have it in dollars here. What do you think she charges?
$100?
That'd be my guess. $100.
$36 for a session.
Oh, my God. And now she's going out of business?
And she says on a good night, she still pulls 4 or 5 clients. She is married, and her husband drops her off for work every night after the two watch the evening news.
Sure. Well, you want to be informed.
Renate, go out there and turn tricks for me.
Go pull a client.
And she has a 9-year-old granddaughter. Prostitution is legal in Germany, but for everyone except Renate, only in the red light district. She's the only one that can work outside of that. That, ladies and gentlemen, is our feel good.
So popular, Poland invaded her.
And speaking of the elderly, we have more elderly women in the news. As a matter of fact, a group of old ladies who tend to, I think these ladies are planning on putting a calendar together, and it is not the kind of calendar with clothing on.
All right.
No.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to them when we come back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Because she got a great ass. And you got your hair. Oh. Gracious, aren't I? When I think of ass.
The Don and Mike Show. Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Well, if you listened to yesterday's show and the beginning of today's show, you know that we are making every effort we can to get back to what we do on this broadcast. And we do that with our thoughts still on the Source family, the Wright family, with Frieda. And most importantly, I send this out right now to my partner, Don. I hope you're doing well, and I want to see you. And right now, I'm honoring your privacy, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I hope that the love that everybody has been sharing through the phone calls, and it's unbelievable to look at the lobby of the radio station with the flowers that have been sent in here today. In lieu of flowers, and now we do have this information, please make your donations. And so many people want to do this to the Worcester. Is it Worcester or Worcester?
Worcester.
I know in Massachusetts we've got Worcester. So it's Worcester County Humane Society. That's P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. Make those donations in lieu of flowers. That has been requested by the family. And also cards and letters should be sent to Source Family. That's S-O-R-C-E Family. Care of WJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. And for everybody in the family, please, we're thinking about you every single split second. And we wish you the very, very best during this terrible time, and hope you get through it and you have the strength to get through it. We're all behind you with this. It's a tough week. It's a tough week for everybody at the radio station, and but none tougher than that family and what they're having to deal with right now.
Right.
We really want to send our prayers out to them. And I know
It's up to me to keep things moving and to keep things positive, but I'd be lying and would not be keeping it real if I didn't tell all of our listeners that that's whether we're laughing or doing anything else, that's on our mind at all times.
Top of
all
mind.
That's the way it is. So now we're going to get away from that, and we're going to do... I can't think of any better way to get away than to talk to elderly women who want to pose nude.
How's
all right.
That?
Elderly women in farmland, Indiana.
Mm.
They're going to pose naked in a calendar to help save a local courthouse. Isn't that wonderful? I guess the way Bethann explains it to me, they were playing bridge earlier today, and we have a lady named, is it Ireda? And Larry. Larry is apparently the guy that's taking the orders.
Sure.
I don't know what relationship they have. I don't know what they are to each other. Do we have Larry on the phone?
I'm right here.
Not Larry Flynn. Do we have Ireda on the phone?
You have Ireda on the phone.
It's Ireda. I'm sorry I mispronounced your name. Ireda, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
This is fascinating. I don't know a lot about it, but is this the website that you guys have? Courthousegirls.com?
.com, that's right.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi there, Ireda.
No, that was me.
Wow, sorry.
Yeah, Ireda, who came up with this idea? Ireda?
Well, I can put you to the person whose kitchen it started in if you'd like to talk to her.
Oh, sure. Now, were you playing bridge today with a bunch of your lady friends?
Yes.
And were they all there today?
Yes, plus five others. We have five substitutes today.
Was Eileen there?
She's right here.
How about Garden?
Put her on, but she can tell you the words.
Okay, Ireda, you go ahead. Hey, Larry, how young is Ireda?
Ireda is the baby of the group. She's 77.
77.
What's the website again?
It's courthousegirls.com.
Girls.com. Yeah, right.
Is it up? Is it Larry? Is it up and running?
No, it's going to be up tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be ready.
So will Buzz.
Do we? Eileen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking with?
This is Mike and Rob and Buzz. This
Hi,
is the
dear.
Don and Mike show, and we're fascinated. What are they going to do to the courthouse, Eileen?
Beg pardon?
What are they going to do to the courthouse?
Well, they're going to demolish it, they say.
Well, that's not nice.
Yeah, we don't like that.
No, you don't like that at all. What did you have this idea that you're going to sell a calendar and pose nude in it to save the courthouse?
We just thought it might create a lot of interest, more so than what we had found so far.
Really? Whose idea was it, Eileen?
Open arms, and somehow or other we could get them to change their mind.
Who is the oldest participant in the calendar? We have the picture.
You. What?
Whoa! Hey, I've got a picture of all you guys.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Man. I hate to have to choose.
Was this your idea, Eileen?
Was this my idea?
Yes. Yes, was this your idea? Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Oh, but she's old.
I'm sorry.
Kind of a family thing. We were having dinner at my house and tried to think of something. We were so upset about what they were going to do with the courthouse. And
how young are you, if you don't mind me asking?
How young am I?
Yes, my dear.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. I'm 86.
Rob, wow. God bless you.
That is.
Well, it's our.
Is that a little dog, Eileen?
No, I have no dog.
Larry, was that your dog?
No, this is where we're playing bridge today. This is Ireda's house.
Okay, so it was Ireda's house. I thought it might have been
Ireda or Mark.
I thought it might have been Larry's dog, Burdell.
No, I'm not barking, no.
Was it Larry's dog, Burdell? All right, I'm sorry, Eileen, we've got a lot of information here. So you guys came up with this idea because they're going to demolish the courthouse, and you like the courthouse. Why?
They were going to demolish it.
Who's they?
The county commissioners, they voted to demolish the courthouse.
Are they young whippersnappers? Are they young whippersnappers, Eileen?
Are they what?
Young whippersnappers?
The commissioners?
County, yeah.
Yes.
Rob, don't get too complex.
No, we'll let you know better.
Well, so this is a wonderful building that you all love very dearly.
Yes, it's 128 years old.
Larry, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I was in the kitchen when we were all discussing what we could do.
Larry, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you allergic to tree nuts?
I am not.
I just wanted to.
Many people
that.
Are.
Yeah. Eileen, how many of you will be participating? Will it be, 12 for every month of the year?
Participating in a club?
How many people will be participating in the calendar, Eileen?
Seven.
Will you all be nude?
Beg pardon?
Will you all be nude?
Well, an old lady never tells.
An old lady never tells. It's 7 years. Here's my... Eileen, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, here's the dilemma I have with this. You are seven, and there are 12 months of the year.
Yes.
That leaves 5 months of the year unaccounted for.
Yes.
So what are we going to do about that?
We're going to have individual pictures for 7 months.
Yes.
Probably our birthday month.
Right.
And then we have group shots.
Oh, stop. Group shots. Now, you, my dear, you are 86, correct?
Yes.
And how old is the oldest participant?
94.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I am there.
94. Have you posed yet, or have the pictures yet to be taken?
The pictures are done, yes.
The pictures are done.
Are they tasteful?
They are beautiful.
Yeah, Larry.
Larry, did you take the pictures?
I did not. We have a fabulous photographer here in town. She's a genius, Mary Ellen Bertram.
Ah.
Oh, she is good.
Larry, are these themed pictures?
Well, they're themed because there's a courthouse, at least one in every picture.
Wow.
We have courthouse.
Is that what we're calling
it? Well, wait, I'm reading this. It says Eileen Heron. It's you, Eileen Heron. You're who I'm speaking with, right?
I'm the what?
Yes, that's Eileen Heron.
That's Eileen Heron. Very good. Devised a plan.
Yes.
Photographing Eileen and her bridge club friends in intriguing poses using porcelain replicas of the courthouse as strategic cover-ups.
Oh,
that's,
dear.
That's wonderful.
Is the courthouse an obelisk, like the Washington Monument?
Shut up, Rob. An obelisk.
Yeah, shut up, Rob.
Absolutely. That's Rob. That's
Pipe
Rob,
down.
Larry.
Shut up, Rob.
Pipe down, Larry.
So they reason what better way to demonstrate the 1877 structure's worth than to showcase the lovely longevity found in these women, all of whom... Yeah. Are from the farmland area. And how much are these calendars going for, Larry?
They go for $12.95 and $3 shipping and handling and $1 for each additional calendar.
Eileen, yes. I have to... Can you hear me, darling?
I'm here.
How did your family feel about you participating in this calendar?
They think it's wonderful.
And who do you think looks hottest in the calendar, Eileen?
Hottest,
you know, like mosty.
Most attractive, most fetching.
Probably the our 94-year-old member.
Yeah!
I'm glad to hear that.
That's right. It is a beautiful picture.
Of course
her.
It is.
Eileen, did you think about a bake sale at any point?
Probably what?
A bake sale. You know, selling baked goods to raise money?
Yes, with yeast.
No, no.
Yeah.
Not a bake sale?
No.
Are you going to do anything else besides this calendar to raise money to... Do you think it's going to work, first of all?
Well, we just hope it gets enough attention that the commissioners will change their mind and we can get the courthouse restored and our calendar sales will help in that restoration a little bit.
Now, Larry.
Yes.
Let's talk about you for a second.
Please.
Larry, what the hell are you doing?
We're doing a... beautiful, tasteful calendar.
No, we know that, but how did you get involved?
Yes, your involvement, Larry. What are you up to with all these ladies? Come on, Larry.
Okay,
Larry, are you having any relations with any of these women?
Well, of course not.
All right, just checking.
I'm the past president of the organization that is behind the whole calendar.
Behind the whole calendar?
Right.
All right, very good. We're applauding that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and do you think this is going to work, Larry?
I do. I think that we've gotten great attention already, and we're also doing other things to make the commissioners understand that their decision is not the correct decision.
Are you hoping to embarrass them a little bit with this? Is that part of the point here?
Not really.
No. Are you sure?
Well.
Now, the participants, I got them all here. Eileen, we spoke to Eileen. Eileen, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
How's Garnita?
Uh-huh.
How are Garnita's pictures?
How is her what?
How are Garnita's pictures? Did they come out okay?
Oh, yes, they're all beautiful.
And Wanda?
Oh, gorgeous.
And is it Ermel?
Ermel. She's the 94-year-old.
Nice. Oh, Ermel's the 94-year-old. Now, they all have a different kind of theme. Obviously, you're not totally nude. You're using the courthouse. Did you wear any kind of, like, cowboy outfits?
I don't think there's a cowboy outfit.
Lingerie, perhaps?
Lingerie, yes, Buzz, of course. Was there, Larry, was there lingerie in this?
No, it's the courthouse replicas. That's what you're saying.
So we're talking total nudity except for the courthouse replicas.
Well, it's really not a matter of if they're nude or they're not.
No, actually it is.
It sure is when you're going to sell those calendars, you know. Hey, they're only $12.95, you know. I mean, they sound pretty hot.
They're beautiful.
They're lovely. And what about Frances? How did her pictures come out, Eileen?
Frances?
Eileen?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
I think we lost her.
Was she there with you?
Was that expected?
No, we were in different locations.
Oh, really?
In so many ways.
What happened to Irada? Irada.
Well, she Irada.
Larry, what the hell's with these names? Is this like, is this particular
a farmland name?
Yeah. Buzz, you're from that part
from long ago. You know, from in their day, these were not unusual names.
That's right.
All right, let's explain to me the origins of Garnita.
Who, me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was asking Larry. What's the primary industry in farmland, Larry?
There's a lot of farming here.
Ah, that was my question.
Of course.
What do you do in farmland, Larry,
besides organizing?
What?
I've got a gift shop.
Oh, so therein lies the porcelain figures of the courthouse.
Actually, that was a fundraiser from the organization that I'm with.
Once you got stuck with them.
Once you save the courthouse, once you've saved the courthouse, what are you going to do with it besides run a gift shop?
Well, hopefully the courthouse girls are going to be traveling around doing some personal appearances.
You getting all this? Are you getting any money on the side from this, Larry? You're not pimping these women, are you?
Absolutely not.
This is all on the up and up. This is all complete. What other items do you sell? What do you sell in your gift shop?
We have art glass, and we have gourmet items, and lots of great things.
Jams and jellies.
How much, like, if a person comes rolling in there, how much can they spend in your gift shop if they really want to go crazy?
They can spend as much as they want. We've got homemade candies and desserts.
Oh,
lots of great things.
Well, Larry, I guess we don't have Eileen around anymore.
No, it sounds like they're gone.
Larry?
She didn't get mad and hang up, did she?
I don't think so. Oh, I think it must have been.
She was a charming woman, a little hearing difficulty, but she seemed charming to me.
Larry, of all your ladies, which one had the best legs?
Good question.
You know, the legs are the best on all of them. I mean, they say that that's their best feature.
Oh, come on, Larry. Pick
legs.
A favorite, for God's sake.
Okay.
Just one favorite.
They're not listening. They can't hear you.
Yeah, here's the easy thing, Larry. You pick the 94-year-old. You go with Ermil,
right.
or Saliva, or whatever the hell the names are. It's interesting. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, Larry.
Yeah, and our best to Garnita, Areta, and Chautauqua.
And good luck with the courthouse.
Thanks, and see us on www.courthouse.com.
Yeah, we got that. Courthousegirls.com. Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you, guys.
And please pass along our best. I'll give the real names here to Irada, Eileen, Mary Ellen Francis, Ermel, sorry, Wanda, and Garnita.
Great.
Thank you, Larry.
Great, Larry. Thank you.
You
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Great.
So long.
So long.
Bye now.
No Trina.
Bow. No Trina. Oh, God love them. I hope they save the courthouse.
He seemed feisty.
It's your part of the world, Buzz. So that's the great heartland. That's the breadbasket of the United States.
The heart and soul of this country, Mike.
I just hope nothing terrible is going to happen to those women. That's for sure.
No.
What, in Larry's gift shop?
Larry's gift shop.
What, are they going to be beaten with a snow globe?
We sell lovely figurines. Shut up, Rob Spiewak.
Don't choke on the candy.
Yeah, for some reason he didn't like me.
Jesus. Garnita. That was my favorite right there.
I like Irada.
I'm very sorry, Mr. O'Mara. You were wearing boxer briefs, and you come down with a nasty case of Garnita.
Oh, damn.
Spray I'm having trouble getting rid of this Irada.
You need to spray some Ermal on that.
With new Ermal, you get rid of your Garnita. All right, Buzzy. Oh, Lordy. Man, oh, man.
And you know, it's funny. Like, sometimes you can run into a woman named, like, Patience, a great quality. This woman is named Irada. Is she irate?
I really would love to know. I mean, names in the Midwest, do they originate from, like, family members, or are these, like, ancient names?
Yeah, ancient. It's from a completely different time. I was looking at some family tree material, some genealogy over my vacation.
And you have names like in your family?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Middle names like Precious, you know. That was common then.
You know what a family name in my family is?
What's that?
Inez? Yeah, Inez. Uh-huh. You never see Inez anymore.
Right. Hardly ever.
Inez. Well, what do you have for us, Buzzy? Oh,
I'm so glad you asked. The U.S., and try to keep this quiet if you can, the U.S. has a secret plan for pulling out of Iraq.
Ooh. Did I jump into that with Buzz before you're supposed to play the thing?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the formatics that I always have to learn.
We're feeling our way through this.
Right, very good.
In a world owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz?
He made it up.
You told me that, so now you have to play the other thing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It was all very
Yeah, well, stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Rob?
Yes?
That was very...
The professional.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Agarn, they've done something even more difficult. They wrote a book, Don and Mike.
This is Clay Aiken.
Hi, Clay.
I'd just like to mention to everyone, please, if I'm going to perform at your venue, I do not want Trina.
Of any kind?
Or mint. Keep the mint, the chocolate, the tree nuts, and for God's sake, not Evian. I don't want Evian in my dressing room or anywhere near me. But if you give me a tree nut, I'm breaking out in hives. That's all there is to it.
All right, all right.
I don't like tree nuts.
No?
I know, but I'm allergic to nuts.
Yes.
How about
badly. Just tree nuts, Buzz.
I see.
I think now is a peanut a tree nut?
No.
That's a goober.
Thank you. That's a raisinette. There you are, candy. It's always candy with you.
It is.
Suck the jelly out of the donut, Rob Spiewak.
Goobers, they have chocolate on them, so you can't eat that.
Goobers, raisinets. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I tell you, tree nuts, though. Even if you covered them with mint and chocolate, they would make me throw up.
Like a junior mint.
A junior mint. Should we get to the news now? I'm going to stop talking. I could talk like this all afternoon.
I could listen to your
news, Buzz Burbank, and I could just wax philosophical on all those news stories of the day that you have, and then I'd just say, please keep the tree nuts away from me. But I know at some point I have to stop talking like this. And see, normally when you're working with my team leader, Don Geronimo, he'll say something, tell me to shut up or whatever. But now when I don't have anybody to do that, I just get kind of confused, so I'll shut the hell up.
I'm in trance.
Stop it right now.
This newscast, tree nut free.
And this newscast also brought to you, this portion of the news brought to you by Viramax.
Does someone call for a doctor?
The world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. Viramax, number one because it really works. Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented. Viramax is available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. And now with the news, here is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob. Okay, you didn't hear this from me, but the U.S. and Britain have a secret plan to get out of Iraq. Mm. We know this because it was on the front page of a lot of newspapers yesterday, there and here.
I have their secret plan.
What is it?
They are going to fly over. Is it Iraq or Iran?
Iraq.
Yes, I thought you said Iran, but I don't know.
No,
it's Iraq.
This time I didn't.
You make that mistake because you're getting...
I have.
You're getting old.
I'm not the only one.
We're going to fly over Iraq. Yeah. Iraq, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to sprinkle them with tree nuts.
Oh, no.
Beware, all you Iraqis.
Yes, sir. But this secret plan leaked in Britain, which is now leading the U.S. in the who can have the most leaks competition. The document that got out of Downing Street this time was a military memo to Tony Blair.
When I eat tree nuts, I leak.
I thought you were allergic to leaks.
I was horrible.
The memo reveals that many of the 8,500 British troops stationed in Iraq are coming home in 3 months, the rest 6 months later.
You know what they're going to give?
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm goofy tired. The document marked UK eyes only may contradict statements by Blair and Bush that there'll be no pullout until Iraqi forces have things under control. And if Britain goes, a lot of other countries will too, leaving just the U.S., which spells us.
Yeah, of course.
The memo also gives two reasons for a British pullout. Number one, it would save British taxpayers a lot of money. And number two, Americans, according to this British memo, seem to be divided over whether to stay or go.
Clay? Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Are you excited about the pullout?
I sure am. Absolutely. So excited, I almost succumbed to the lure of tree nuts. But no. Go. No, I will not. I am allergic. And kick him out of my dressing room.
Be strong, Clay.
And I will sing for you.
And while...
He's kind of like Jim Neighbors
he talks
like this and sings like this.
America.
Go ahead, Buzzy.
All the while, all this is going on, Saddam Hussein is behind bars enjoying the smooth draw of a fine Cuban cigar.
Asshat.
Something even American heroes are not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal for Americans to bring Cuban cigars into this country. Something about missiles in the 1960s. But Cuba never aimed any missiles at Iraq, so there, in that democracy, even Saddam Hussein is allowed to enjoy them, and reports from his prison say he is enjoying Cuban cigars.
Jesus,
this is right after, like, the whole potato chips or, like, Cheetos.
Cheetos, he
loves, and Doritos.
That's weird.
And his underwear.
Surreal.
His fingers are going to be horrible. They'll be orange, then they'll be black from the cigars. Yeah. And let them wash.
I don't get it. You know, on one hand, we have the people that are being, like, dragged through the dogs and stuff and stacked on each other naked, but he's having a... Yeah, the guy that's responsible for this.
Yeah, smoking a Cuban.
I think it's bad. It's all these stories, when they leak these stories, I think all they succeed in doing is humanizing him more. anymore.
It's ridiculous, and I think all they should do is give him tree nuts.
That's right.
He's allergic.
Just my opinion.
And boxer briefs.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton has also made headlines with her speech Sunday in Colorado comparing President Bush to Mad Magazine's Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah!
She described Bush's attitude toward the tough issues as, what, me worried? Republicans are offended. But she also said, and I quote, the threat of terrorism is as close as our daily commute. And she said we should finish the job in Iraq because that's part of a fight against terrorism.
I'm trying to think right now, if you look at George W. Bush,
mm-hmm.
and you know, obviously he doesn't have the separation in his teeth. And, you know, if you did the separation in his teeth, I still mm-hmm. think it would be a stretch.
No, I think it's pretty. You'd have to put on freckles.
The hair would be right.
Yeah.
Because he's got a head. The shape of the head would rock.
Yeah.
But didn't he also, didn't his ears, you're the Mad Magazine connoisseur.
His ears stuck out, and that's not the case with the president.
But the separation of the teeth, the David Letterman separation in the teeth is what you would
Here's describe. Why it'll never work.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd have to find a picture of the president shrugging. And where are you going to find that?
Yeah, what?
Me worry?
As for Bill Clinton, his former acquaintance Paula Jones is planning to visit the Clinton Presidential Library.
Slut!
According to Paula's publicist, I'm going to make a big show out of it.
What time is the slut coming by?
Paula.
Oh, man, that's great. We'll rekindle our romance.
Paula will be wearing a T-shirt to the library to promote some sponsor. It'll probably be a tight T-shirt, so cable news will have to show it again and again so we can make out the lettering and every delicious curve.
I want to tell you, you know, look, I think we should let bygones be bygones. And, you know, ever since you got those braces on, your teeth look so good and you are so hot. And I just think, you know, Hillary's up there in Washington calling Bush Alfred E. Newman. And all I told Bush was, why don't you talk about her cankles? You talk about her cankles, but ooh, Paula Jones, me and Paula Jones.
You know, Mr. President, I think she also had her nose fixed.
Oh, she looks good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. As your former president,
yes,
I have no aversion. To plastic surgery.
No.
I think if a woman can better herself, that's right. I've told Hillary for years, please, you want to be the next president, implants.
Is that where it would stop?
You go, girlfriend. Well, there are a few other procedures.
Some slicing?
Yes.
Paula had accused Bill Clinton of sexual harassment. The case was settled for $850,000 and included no admission of guilt. But Paula says that got reduced to $151,000, quoting her, I never made bunches of money.
Hey, watch out for that extra stitch.
But now she'll use her bunches to make money for some website, I'm guessing.
Hello, Paula. I love
Hey,
you.
Paula.
I love your curve.
In the hot, steamy summer that is Washington, D.C., another area woman's been arrested for putting her kids in the trunk of her car.
What you say another. What is going on? I mean, I wasn't here when
first
one happened.
There have actually been several around the country, but this is the second case in 2 weeks in which a mother, for one reason or another, has stored children in the trunk of her automobile.
And for like no reason.
Well, she's
like
she
going into the store.
She
or
has
something?
A reason. Here's the deal: 38-year-old Cheryl Ann Schoonmaker says there wasn't enough room in her sedan as she made the trip to Northern Virginia from Alabama, where it is also hot and steamy. It's an 8-hour trip.
Jesus,
8-hour trip. She says she never put more than one kid in the trunk at a time, and that she let them take turns there. Police say she was punishing a child for misbehaving in Walmart.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Cheryl Ann, mother of five, including the newborn, now faces felony charges. She's in jail without bond. This is, as I said, the second case of its kind in the last 2 weeks here in this area.
If you do put a kid in the trunk, should you at least put them in a car seat in the trunk? Does that make it any better?
Safer, I think. Yeah.
God, that is horrible.
Yeah, just buy a bigger car. I mean, that's so much safer.
She was in the car seat.
In the trunk.
A Spiewak family vacation.
Here we go, kid.
Yeah. We're going to have lots of fun right now. Who wants the trunk this trip?
You're going to have to use the spare tire as a pillow.
It makes the license plate game harder for one of them.
Then you'll game them which side of the trunk they're going to hide in when you open it, you know. All right, remember, keep your eyes closed. You want to be blinded by the bright sunshine.
Did I ever tell you the time that I had Carrie close me in the trunk?
Oh, really?
Seriously, because I wasn't sure I had to rewire the light in the Caprice trunk, and I wanted to be sure that it turned off.
Oh, I remember that.
And
I remember. That was one of the times, actually. That was one of the first times she tried to escape.
You do that when you change the bulb in the refrigerator.
I do that as well.
Uh-huh. She ran and ran, and then Rob finally caught her again.
I was able to jimmy the lock, and in the case of the refrigerator, plenty to eat.
Always. You are cheating the boss out of 2 hours of work every day, according to a new survey. We're not talking about breaks and lunch hours. probably on the boss's time. You told researchers you mostly spend that 2 hours wasted time every day surfing the internet or chatting up your coworkers or just, and I quote, spacing out.
I was thinking of, believe it or not, he's in us. He's in here with us, incidentally, when this type of thing goes on, when we have a little switch. Joe actually sits where Rob sits, which is a little different. Joe's got a totally different style.
Yes.
You know, Joe's back there. Yeah, Joe's actually making crafts in the back of the studio.
Making crack?
No, crafts.
Yeah, crafts.
Rob, you can buy them at Larry's gift shop.
Rob runs the board, stands where team leader Don Geronimo normally stands, and we do that little rearranging. I was not thinking. And now, for the very first time on the microphone since we came back from this break, is Joe Artinger.
Here we go.
I'm doing macrame.
Thank you. Return to your seat. I will maintain discipline here. And when Buzz was reading that story about wasting time, I was thinking more of another employee. Andrew? Andrew? Yo, Andrew, are you listening? I saw you eating again today. I saw your bag of chips, Andrew, after yesterday's Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Poor Andrew, wasting away to nothing.
Oh, absolutely. Boy takes care of himself.
Got to eat. He's a growing boy.
Absolutely.
So here's the deal. This is news, this 2 hours of wasted time at work every day. The reason this is news, your boss believed you were only cheating him out of an hour a day. That's what he was calculating. This 2 hours thing to bosses is new.
You know, for anybody that sits on the Beltway in Washington, D.C., or wherever, whatever city you're in, where you see the people the sitting traffic. There for 2.5, 3 hours of traffic and feeling more and more like you're in some futuristic sci-fi movie and your drones just, going to work every single day, I say, F the boss. I really do.
Well, there's a certain amount of that attitude.
Thank you. How about that for a controversial statement, huh?
You are a shocking jock.
Half the boss.
Way to stick it to the man.
Thank you.
The study says $75 billion is paid for those hours with no apparent productivity. The survey shows that men and women are equally guilty here, but that younger workers waste far more time than older workers.
Oh, good.
Andrew.
Okay. That's it, Buzz. We do have to break.
And I know, and we will in just a moment.
Do you have a tease for your next segment?
As soon as I finish the story.
Okay, you're still doing it. You look like you were moving your papers around.
No.
Okay.
Some of those surveyed workers say they waste time.
How about his assertiveness, huh? The boss is away.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm looking at the time. I'm just trying to do my thing over here. I didn't know you were... I'm sorry I didn't let you finish your pine.
That's okay.
Or your tree nut.
Tree nut.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I'm not allergic to
that. I know.
Andrew is.
Some of the surveyed workers say they waste time because they just don't have enough to do. About 1 in 4 say they do it because they feel they are underpaid, and there's the sticking it to the man part. Mm-hmm. Researchers point out that wasted time can result in good morale and creativity that contribute in a positive way to the workforce. Quoting one researcher, there is such a thing as creative waste. Not all wasted time is bad.
He's very territorial about his stories, isn't he?
Yes.
I have to learn that. I have to be aware of that.
These American workers want to know these things.
You know why he's being like that?
How's that?
Just those gray shoes.
They're silvery shoes. Silvery shoes.
Pewter shoes.
What do you have coming up next, Buzz?
When we come back, elbows. The part of your arm that bends.
Well, whatever. All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Hughes-tastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Flies by a little better with my buddy here, though. And,
I agree.
And I truly want to, again, send out my best to the whole family, the Wright Source family, as they're dealing with this terrible week in their lives. I do want to thank everybody that's sent flowers here to the radio station today, but I will tell you, in lieu of flowers, the family has requested that you make donations to the Worcester County Humane Society. I do that because I live south of Worcester, Massachusetts. Right. So it's the Worcester County Humane Society, P.O. Box 48, Berlin, Maryland, 21811. And also, that information will be on the website. I think it already is on the website.
Yes, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
That is already up there. So if you're in your car right now and you want to double check that, you can go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Also, cards and letters should be sent to Source Family, COWJFK, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22 1-800-930-2030. And now this break, this news break, news segment with Buzz Burbank is brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break is the revolutionary tablet for smokers, available now at fine retailers. I'm starting to lose it here at the end of the show. A lot of information to give out, a lot of sensitive information to give out. Now here is Buzz Burbank.
Hi. In sports, we like to keep you posted every year on the score at the running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain. The Bulls lead 4-0, having injured 4 people this year, including a man who got gored in the backside.
Yes, I know. Another asset goes down.
If you know what I mean.
They don't televise that live anymore, do they?
No.
Why not?
The Janet Jackson thing.
It was. That's the reason. Yeah. Fine. Enough said, Buzz.
And finally, in Germany,
there's one of the Bulls.
Yes? And you can never go wrong when it starts with in Germany.
No, not for you know who across the board.
I've got a little string of stripper stories for you here. In Germany, cops showed up at a bachelorette party on a noise complaint. The women thought, all right, the strippers are here. The cops say the women goaded them to undress and were disappointed when they refused. 3 strippers and 2 nightclub managers have been arrested in Jacksonville, Arkansas, for allegedly spanking a trucker on his birthday and leaving him sorely bruised. But it was Keith Lowry's friends who paid for the spanking, which was done with a 3-foot-long wooden paddle and a leather belt while one of the strippers headlocked him between her legs.
Hello.
In Wichita.
It's party time.
In Wichita, a maid service has been busted for cleaning out the cobwebs, if you get my drift.
Burbank maids.
Quoting the owner of Body Works, spelled with an X.
Hello, ladies, look at my silver shoes.
Quoting the owner of Body Works, they said it's a prostitution ring, but it isn't. We run a gentleman's valet service and a French maid service.
Yeah, more power to them.
Pewter slippers.
Undercover cops say one maid offered them an even more special favor. And in that Nashville, a couple there is pleading guilty to buying their son a stripper for his 16th birthday. Sassy got $150 to get totally naked.
Sounds like a dog.
But the parents say there's no reason for controversy. Quoting them, we even had Grandpa there.
Thank you!
Hey, family.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Yeah,
that's it. We got to get out of here. It's a tough time for all of us, and we want to thank all the calls early in the show today, and all your calls, and thanks for jumping back on board with us as we're going to do more of that tomorrow and the day after, because with time, things like this do eventually get better.
And a special thanks to our fellow broadcasters, Ron and Fez, and the Junkies for the respect that they've shown.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
I appreciate that, and they were kind yesterday with their words personally to me and to the whole family. Yes, Rob.
Also, real quick, great kind words from Larry and Chris, who did the Redskins show following us last night.
Oh, terrific.
And they really, the respect and their thoughts were most appreciated. So thank you, guys.
Our love goes out to the whole family, Don, and all your family. Our prayers and our thoughts are with you, and they will be, for forever. We're all pulling for you to get through this as best you can and to get back here and be with your radio family as soon as you can. That's it. On that note, we will be back tomorrow with another program for you.
All right. See you later.
All right. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.